Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. The American military has blown a boat out of the water in the southern Caribbean. The vessel said to have been crewed by 11 Trinidad and Aragua gangsters.
President Trump said it was a strike against a drug-carrying boat that departed from Venezuela.
And coming out very heavily from Venezuela. A lot of things are coming out of Venezuela, so we took it out.
Secretary of State Rubio said the vessel was being operated by a designated narco-terrorist organization, and he described the operation as a lethal strike. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A major U.S. adversary flexes its military muscle at a massive parade marking the end of World War II. The BBC's Frank Gardner in Beijing.
From massive underwater torpedoes to state-of-the-art laser weapons that shoot down drones, China's latest military parade is being closely analyzed by Pentagon experts and defense officials around the world. China's People's Liberation Army, the PLA, has embarked on an extensive military modernization program that's seen it catching up and, in some areas, overtaking the United States. Hypersonic missiles that travel at more than five times the speed of sound is one area where it leads the world. But China has also been investing heavily in artificial intelligence and autonomous weapons.
Among the guests of honor at the parade, Russia's Vladimir Putin and North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un, President Trump accusing them of conspiring against the U.S. A Houston man faces murder charges in the death of an 11-year-old boy. The victim was shot in the back. Police say he knocked on the man's door and ran away. It was a childhood prank. Watching Wall Street this morning, ahead of the opening bell, the Dow futures are up 1 point. NASDAQ futures ahead 158. S&P futures up 29 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Moms, traveling with kids can be an adventure like no other. Between packing, going through airport checks, and keeping your kids entertained, it can be easy to put yourself last. Balance of Nature fruits and veggie supplements offer a quick and easy way to stay on track while on the go. Packed with 31 carefully selected whole food ingredients, no measuring, no mess. From celery to wild blueberries, these convenient capsules make things a little easier. So whether you're at a bustling airport or creating family fun, make every moment count, because you deserve to enjoy the journey as much as the destination. Start your journey with Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751 or visit balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred set as a new preferred customer with free shipping and our money-back guarantee. That's 1-800-246-8751. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code Eric.
Good morning. It's 6:03 with traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
We have a major backup on the Beltway coming out of Pikesville that's also affecting 795. The culprit? Late lifting construction. They're supposed to be off the roadway at 5 a.m. They got off the roadway at 6:05. They're still not completely off the roadway. And that area is south of Windsor Mill Road, down towards Security Boulevard. No shoulder is available, so it had been down to one lane overnight. Just now, moving some traffic through gridlock back into Pikesville. 795 is backed up to Owings Mills Boulevard. Can't happen. I mean, they did this to us 2 weeks ago down around Southwestern Boulevard, and again today with this. Had a vehicle fire in the 5 o'clock hour, southbound JFX in the area south of Cold Spring Lane. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off cool for your Wednesday morning with temps in the 50s and 60s. As we head toward the afternoon, look for slightly warmer conditions, highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Tracking our next chance for rain coming on Thursday afternoon, and temps will be warmer as well. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm Julie Ryder with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Baltimore County Police are investigating the deaths of a woman and a man in Parkville as a possible murder-suicide. Police were called to a home on Avondale Road for a welfare check Tuesday morning and found 28-year-old Kylie Long dead at the scene. Long's ex-boyfriend, 29-year-old Terrell Pryor, was found with an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. He was pronounced dead at a hospital. The Office of the Chief Medical Examiner is conducting an examination to determine the causes and manners of the deaths. President Trump wants to deploy the National Guard to Baltimore, saying the city is one of the most unsafe places anywhere in the world. During a Tuesday press conference, Trump called Baltimore a hellhole, but did not indicate if or when he would send troops to the city. Governor Westmore and the president exchanged words on social media last week, with the governor telling Trump to keep Baltimore's name out of his mouth if he's not willing to be part of the solution. The president responded by saying if Moore needs help, he'll send the troops like he did in D.C. and quickly clean up the crime. Coming up next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hey, Maryland business owners, listen up. You're already paying into the Empower Maryland program through your utility bill, so why not cash in on the benefits? If your facility uses outdated lighting, you could qualify for 100% free LED lighting upgrades. No strings attached. Now, that means zero equipment costs, zero installation costs, zero hassle for you. Now, this offer is now available only to businesses. So, for any office, warehouse, retail store, house of worship, government building, any commercial properties, these new LEDs can slash your energy bills by up to 50%, reduce maintenance, and brighten your workplace. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED, and schedule your survey. That's 855-4-FREE-LED. Don't miss out. When the program's over, so is the savings. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Get started on your new LED upgraded lighting. For zero cost and energy savings, call now.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
605 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. And it's been a long summer for the birds, but perhaps there's light at the end of the tunnel.
So one down, Jeremiah Jackson, and he'll drive another one out to left field. Laureano climbs the wall, but he's got no shot. What a way to extend your hit streak. Take it out of the ballpark on consecutive nights.
Ben Wagner had the call on Masson, the hitting streak for Jeremiah Jackson, now a Major League best 13 games, and the Birds go on for a 6-2 series clinching win last night over the Padres. It was the return of Tyler Wells after over a year on the IL, getting the win five innings pitched. Ravens begin their prep in earnest today for the Bills on Sunday night. Buffalo, of course, ending the Ravens season a year ago with the playoff loss. Head coach John Harbaugh was asked if disappointment is a motivator.
I think, I mean, everything kind of motivates you. It's probably true for any kind of circumstance. You always get motivated by disappointment, for sure, and that's something that certainly motivates us.
U.S. Open yesterday, America Jessica Pegula makes the semis at Flushing Meadows with a straight win over Barbara Krejcikova, and top-seeded Aryna Sabalenka did as well when Marketa Vondrousova withdrew before the match began. On the men's side, second-seeded Carlos Alcaraz with an easy win over Jiří Lehecka. He enters the semis, and last night, seven-seed Novak Djokovic ousted Taylor Fritz in four sets. No U.S. men are left in the tournament. Coming up in 30 minutes, social media harsh on Bill Belichick. And that is Stein on Sports.
When it's hot in Maryland, I've got one name I trust, Farnan and Dermer, the Comfort Guys. These folks have been keeping homes cool since 1902. That's five generations of family-run service that you can count on. Need same-day AC repair or a full system replacement? Well, they've got you covered with 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. And hey, tell them Gary told you to call. It might just help. Just $99 for an AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Bruce is off on vacation, sitting in this morning. Delegate Nino Mangione
Good morning, Sean.
Good morning, Nito. Nice to have you here once again. Thanks for coming in. Today, of course, is a Wednesday, September 3rd, 2025, here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. 99.9 FM in Hartford County, the right choice for Maryland. Coming up in this hour, Federal Hill residents react to the possibility of the National Guard coming to our city. And by the way, who has the authority over the National Guard? We'll explain who and what and why. We just don't know when. We know where. But our top story here today, once again yesterday, as the president was making an announcement at the White House, the problem of crime came up again, and specifically how the National Guard has moved into D.C. and dropped their crime rate, violent crime rate, significantly. And then he mentioned a couple of other cities that might be getting federal troop visits in the near future.
Chicago is a hellhole right now. Baltimore is a hellhole right now. I have an obligation to protect this country. And that includes Baltimore. I saw where Governor Moore was asking me to take a walk down the street of Baltimore. Well, Baltimore is a very unsafe place. It's rated number 4 in the city. One of the worst, one of the most unsafe places anywhere in the world.
The president's talking, you know, about the fourth most dangerous city in the country, according to a Newsweek or U.S. News and World Report, I think, ranking recently. And, yeah, nobody in their right mind is going to walk in certain parts of Baltimore, even in broad daylight right now.
Yeah, I heard that press conference yesterday. The president, he's not holding back. He's continuing to put the pressure on. And I know we have some comment from Mayor Bowser, who's, you know, admitting it's working. So why won't the governor and Mayor Scott just coordinate with her and say, you know what?
Yeah, but if Muriel Bowser, who's a progressive Democrat, signs an executive order, hey, let's work with the feds on this. I mean, let's face it, violent crime is down repeatedly, significantly, I should say, in D.C. And look, President Dove ran on a campaign making America safe again. Meanwhile, what about the federal troops coming to Baltimore?
We're going to do it anyway. We have the right to do it because I have an obligation to protect this country. And that includes Baltimore.
Yeah, so he has a right to do it under Title 10 of the U.S. Code. We'll explain that coming up a little bit later on in the half hour, what the difference is between Title 10 and Title 32. One is federal presidential control, the other one is state control. But he said, look, Governor Moore should just hop on the phone and do the best thing to protect the citizens of his state and city of Baltimore.
I would love to have, I would say, Governor Moore call, because I watched him over the weekend trying to explain that Baltimore, what they need is housing. No, they don't need housing. They need to get rid of the criminals. These are hardcore criminals.
I think it's the what came first, chicken or the egg? I mean, if you actually got rid of the hardcore criminals, if you really reduced the number, the violent crime, the homicides, the carjackings, and now you got this explosion of juvenile thugs running the city, and get rid of the drugs and the illegal guns and so on and so forth, yeah, then people might be willing to live in housing in Baltimore City.
Yeah, Trump's, and you're exactly spot on, Sean. There is, I mean, violent crime across the board. The juvenile thugs are out of control, and that stems all the way from the top, not doing anything about it in the General Assembly or the governor's office. But he's exactly right. This isn't a housing issue. This isn't a jobs or opportunities issue. It's not an education issue. Sure, those things can all be improved, but this is a violent and drug epidemic that's going on in the city and cities across the country, and that needs to be dealt with first and foremost before we improve anything else.
All right, 6:13, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again with the update, Stubby Johnson is back again, and he has got the latest with us. We had problems early on this morning at 5:30. How are we shape it up, Chuck?
I'm just going to say again, said it 2 weeks ago, you can't be serious.
But apparently they are.
You cannot work on this road after 5 a.m. 2 weeks ago at Washington Boulevard, today at Security Boulevard, and they're still in the right lane in the area just around Windsor Mill Road. We're backed up into Pikesville. 795 is backed up, almost back to Owings Mills Boulevard. This has been going on since 3 o'clock this morning. Okay? That's why you're supposed to be out of there at 5. I did that for a living. I know it. Right now, they're still blocking the right lane. There's no shoulder available from Windsor Mill Road down to Security Boulevard. I'm afraid once all this gets loosened up a little bit, somebody's going to be stopping the gas, and we're going to have a wreck in that area. I can almost rest assured that's going to happen. But this is a major backup. 6:15 in the morning, you're in gridlock all the way back through the ramps at 795 and back towards Reisterstown Road. If you're coming up from the Capitol Beltway, they had a couple of accidents, same area, northbound 95 at Powder Mill Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for this Wednesday hump day, a mild start, temperatures near 80. Tomorrow, some heat and humidity return, bringing a chance for some rain, but we should still be in the mid-80s, and Friday high temps should stay in the 80s as well. And right now, we're looking at 55 and clear in Columbia, already 60 in Annapolis. Time for some one-liner news. Actor Dwayne Johnson is shocking fans with his dramatic weight loss. So much so they've gone from calling him the Rock to the Pebble at this point.
Looks like the Splitter.
Yeah, exactly. Right. With the advent of AI and other leaps in technology, scientists are predicting that someday our dead relatives will be able to live on as an avatar and give us advice from beyond the grave. So, Chuck, when you say your mother-in-law says over my dead body, that day will never come.
Nice. Nice. She'd be saying, listen, don't cuss on the radio.
That's right.
I know you want to, but don't do it. Don't do it.
Speculation continues over mysterious black bags that were seen being thrown out of a top floor window of the White House. At first, people speculated they found Hunter Biden's stash, but then Hunter denied that, saying the bags were too small. Okay. These were large trash bags. It was AI, folks. President Trump had addressed this yesterday.
Yeah,
said,
I saw that yesterday.
The windows are locked. They're bulletproof, and they're locked for safety reasons. Imagine if anybody could just open up a window.
Right.
Someone would have a clear shot into the White House. So that was just AI nonsense, and the news media runs with that stuff. China has unveiled the world's most powerful laser beam. He said, don't worry, the laser beam is not a weapon. It's a big laser pointer. Yeah, but they're just going to point it at Taiwan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so be aware of that. NFL is criticizing the Nielsen rating system, claiming their tally of audience in numbers for football games is too low.
Mm.
All right? It's true. Well, except for the ratings of the Jacksonville Jaguars, because nobody's watching that team.
Can't help that.
After a disastrous debut as a college football head coach, people are calling for Bill Belichick to be fired by the University of North Carolina.
Ooh.
Belichick says he needs the job to pay child support. But enough about his girlfriend.
That's her new Maserati.
Did you see her on the sideline?
Did you see the video on her on the sideline? That was crazy.
Yeah, before the game, to be fair. But she was on the sideline. They were warming up.
Yeah.
But still. That's the first time I can ever remember
a
wife.
Coach, you're in the zone.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He didn't look too happy about it.
Yeah.
Of course, he was about to get pasted by 34 points. The only gap bigger is the one between him and his girlfriend's age. After the mega merger in 2015, Kraft Heinz officially breaking into two companies.
Hmm.
So it's going to be Kraft and Heinz separately. It's going to be hardest on the kids, especially the kids that are putting ketchup on their mac and cheese. Okay? That's really going to be bad for them. Best and worst places to retire list is out. And I would imagine you wouldn't think Baltimore would be right up there on the list.
No.
It would be down there on the list, though. Top places, Orlando, Florida, Scottsdale, Arizona. This is strange. Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Why?
Yeah. Miami, Florida. Tampa, Florida. Number 5.
Tampa's very nice.
Yes. How about this? Wilmington, Delaware is at number 15. Columbia, Maryland at 23. D.C.'s at 46. Memphis, which is the murder capital of the United States, is at 130. Still higher than Baltimore, which finished at 159.
Out of how many?
182.
Okay.
San Bernardino is dead last.
Wow.
So we're in the bottom, you know, tier of the worst places to retire. Okay. It might be right up there, worst places to be retired.
The state of Maryland ranks.
Especially
right
by lead poisoning.
Right.
The state of Maryland ranks right up there as states.
Yes. Maryland is not a place where a lot of folks want to go and retire.
I don't think retirees could afford to live there.
Yeah, exactly. They just can't. We have so many people. You'd be amazed how many people over the years that I hear from that used to listen every day, and they're in North Carolina, South Carolina,
Florida.
Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Florida, Texas, Georgia. They're all over the place. They're just not here in
the
state of Maryland.
They're trying to get into Hernando County, and we've had the restrictions put on them.
Yeah. They're tired of sitting at gridlock at 6:15 in the morning because the construction
because this
group
can't happen.
All right, Chuck.
I'm only saying what you want me to say.
I know
you want me to say this.
Absolutely.
The people out there I'm talking about.
Exactly.
They have no voice. They're out there stuck going, what the hell's going on here?
You are the voice of the official voice of the people stuck in traffic, the morning drive commuter.
And believe me, if we were not restricted, we'd straighten this out real quick.
Yeah, you're right. If you were in charge, I'm sure it would be straightened out real quick.
Well, when Ed Hale gets in there, I'll be the Secretary of Transportation.
There he is, lobbying already.
Need to lobby.
This man has no shame. All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that. We're talking about the war of words now between the president, Governor Moore. He doesn't want the National Guard. And we'll get into who actually has control and authority. Governor Moore thinks he's got entire control over the National Guard. He's wrong, and we'll tell you why. He does, from a state perspective, have some control. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. I want to tell you about Tim Kyle Electric, heating, and now, of course, ventilation and air conditioning as well, HVAC. They've now branched out from their incredible electric service. They're just masters at wiring or fixing your electrical problems, interior, exterior, even for your landscaping. They do an incredible job at that. But now they've branched out into HVAC as well. So as we are getting through the last part of summer here for about another 3 weeks, and then comes the fall with the chilly temperatures, as you know, will probably be in late October, early November, and then the winter's beyond that. So you want to make sure that your heat pump and your forced air heating furnace are working at peak efficiency. Best to get Tim Kyle out, maintain your system, have a check out, perform some maintenance on it. Now you want to rather do that before you really need it when it gets cold and it won't respond because you've neglected it. So call Tim today, 410-876-9404. 410-876-9404, or check them out online, timkylecompany.com.
In today's world, it's easy to chase the dollar, but at Wallace Roofing, we've never operated that way. We believe in quality before profit, and that's been our approach for over 90 years. Every job we take on is done by our own crew and done with care. We're family-owned, third generation, and proud to say we've advertised on WCBM for over 20 years. That's because values matter, and so does doing the right thing. Call Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700, 410-655-3700. Above all, a good roof.
Farmers and ranchers, when it's time to buy or sell ag equipment, think Purple Wave Auction. We're your go-to online marketplace for tractors, combines, sprayers, and more. With our no-reserve policy, every item sells to the highest bidder. Experience the Purple Wave difference. Nationwide reach with a local touch. Purple Wave Auction. Whether you're expanding your operation or streamlining your fleet, we've got you covered. Visit purplewave.com today. Fuel your farm with Purple Wave Auction.
Hey, this is Mackenzie Frost from Fox 45 News. Join me every Thursday on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, where we talk about the major topic I'll be covering on Fox 45 News in depth with Mackenzie Frost. Every Thursday, I go in depth on the most important news stories impacting Baltimore and Maryland. Now, you get an inside look at what I've uncovered before the show starts. Don't miss out and tune in for The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot Thursdays on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You know, Democrats are losing this debate over the crime issue. This isn't an 80-20 issue. To me, it's a 90-10 issue. Because everybody, Democrat, Republican, liberal, conservative, only unless you're violent Antifa types, you want to be safe in your communities. You want to be safe in schools. You want to be safe going to work. You want to be safe where you live. You don't have bullets flying through the walls, as there was a young child in Chicago struck over the weekend when a bullet went right to the wall and struck her. She has survived, thank God. But there have been people have been killed by this this kind of indiscriminate urban violence, and this is why I think they're fighting so hard, because if they give up control of this, and that they'll lose their power.
Yeah, that poll from last week, 81%, right? You'll never see a poll at 81% agree that crime is a massive issue, and we cannot have success across the board with our education system, with our economy, small businesses, unless you have crime under control, whether it's Baltimore City or Towson. It doesn't matter where you are. Crime is the number one issue, first and foremost, and if you can't control that, you can't see success anywhere else.
6:23, traffic and weather on the threes. Now, once again, with the update here, he's the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, so the area on the Beltway south of the bridge at Windsor Mill Road, all the lanes are open there. That's where the culprit started. All this construction overnight did not wrap up at 5 o'clock, wrapped up at 10 minutes to 6, so we're still sitting still in this backup. Now, I'm looking at the camera at Liberty Road. It's crawling there. I would almost think the way this looks, there could be something just south of here. I can't say for sure, but, you know, we know, once we said, once they get to the gas pedal here, something's going to happen between Liberty Road and Security Boulevard. Get this now. Tail end of this backup is all the way back to Park Heights Avenue. Park Heights Avenue at 6:25 in the morning. For God's sakes, 795 is backed up, almost back to Owings Mills Boulevard. I have a feeling if they'll turn the camera south here at Liberty Road, I think there's got to be something here just south of Liberty Road causing this bottleneck now at the exit 16, 17 area and 18 right here at Liberty Road. So we'll check, let you know. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, mild today. Temperatures will be near 80 and heat start pumping back into the area tomorrow. Could bring you a chance for some rain. It's clear in 59 in the city, 56 in Millersville. You're on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Delegate Nino Mangione is guest hosting today for Bruce, who's off this week. He'll be back on Monday. And the war of words continues back and forth between the President of the United States and the Governor of the State of Maryland.
Baltimore is a horrible, horrible deathbed. It's a deathbed. I know Governor Moore said, oh, he wants to take a walk with me. He meant it in a derogatory tone. I said, no, I'm the President of the United States. Clean up your crime and I'll walk with you.
So if there wants to be a serious conversation about the work that we did collectively together, let me not bury the lead. We were able to do that without having to deploy the National Guard in order to make that happen.
Let's talk about that for just a second, Nino, because, yes, the violent, the homicide rates and violent crime rates have dropped, if you believe the numbers. And again, like we saw, D.C. got caught manipulating and fudging the numbers. And we don't know if Baltimore's numbers are accurate or not. We're taking their word for it, which might be problematic in and of itself. But that being said, it was working with federal partners. It was getting a new city state's attorney in Ivan Bates, working with U.S. Attorney Eric Barron, getting these repeat violent offenders and trigger pullers off the street, something that Mosby and Scott and the previous U.S. attorney did not do. And then let's also take a look at the over a million illegal aliens that have been removed from the country that were participating in this street level of crime as well. You can thank President Trump for that. It certainly wasn't Joe Biden. He unleashed this crime wave on most American cities. So that at least got the ball rolling. But now to finish it off, to make it really safe, you need to restore order in the streets.
Yeah, and you're exactly right. That federal partnership has helped. And I think we can agree with Wes Moore on one thing, that yes, certain federal resources would be more beneficial. However, Donald Trump is offering you more than that right now. He's offering you federal resources to the tune of the National Guard and him taking over since you're not going to cooperate. But he's willing to help here, right? You had, you're right, Brandon Scott's been a total failure. These are decades of Democrat failures. They all came to fruition. The illegal alien issue, Trump is trying to, he has an obligation to make this country safe. And the most violent cities, Baltimore, Chicago, you name it. But Governor Moore, if he were willing to work with President Trump, with National Guard, and then Trump can apply. I mean, he wants resources, like Trump mentioned yesterday, for housing. Come on, that's not the problem, Governor. We know what the problem is. Fix that part first, the violent crime, and then we can discuss some of these other issues.
Well, we've seen what's happened to federal monies, which go into the city and into the state. They get squandered on
non-profits
stuff like
that we don't account for.
Right, safe streets, things of that nature, which actually knowingly hires felons and have had ties to the Black Guerrilla family and many others. Last week, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser shocked Democrats and their propaganda wing, the media, by acknowledging that Trump's crackdown on crime in the city was helpful and effective. And now she signed an executive order directing MPD and local law enforcement in D.C. to work with the feds indefinitely. Why? She's hearing from her constituents that D.C. now is much safer under a Trump administration than it was during the Biden administration. And Mackenzie Frost asking Governor Moore about Muriel Bowser and her sudden turnaround and change of opinion.
I appreciate her opinion. I also think there's a distinction between saying we welcome federal supports and we want to mobilize the National Guard. Because one, I think, actually focuses on performance. The other is performative.
And we've heard that word so many times now. This is going out with the Democrat talking points, this word performative. Look, you can't argue with the performance that the National Guard has. Now, we have a judge out in Los Angeles that says that you can't use the National Guard to enforce the law. But that's not the reason that they were called out in Los Angeles. They were there to protect federal assets, federal buildings, and law enforcement. They were to have their backs. They weren't actually making traffic stops and making arrests, but they were there to protect a perimeter and protect the law enforcement agencies and federal buildings. And
they were rioting in L.A. That's a disgrace by that federal judge to rule the way he did. But the fact is, Governor Moore, more patrols and some checkpoints, support for local law enforcement, all these things would be welcome, should be welcome in the city of Baltimore. And there is no doubt it would do what's happening in Washington, D.C. and make Baltimore safer. It's working in a very similar city right up the road.
Yeah, this is an incredible piece of audio where the governor just ignores the data right in front of his face, what's happening in D.C.
The reason I am against it, that specific ask, is because I am data-driven, and I do not believe in utilizing our brave men and women for missions that are political opportunism.
But the data shows that what is happening in D.C. has seen a reduction in crime.
There is no data that shows that having National Guardsmen picking up litter is what is driving down crime.
That's the second time he's referred to the National Guard as glorified garbage men. And I've heard from a lot of veterans yesterday, and they are not happy at that characterization whatsoever. 6:30 in for Bruce Elliott this morning. Once again with news headlines, here's Julie Ryder.
Good morning. The Baltimore Fire Department, the police department's arson unit, and the ATF are investigating the cause of a large fire that broke out in the 200 block of West Fayette Street Tuesday afternoon. The MTA says light rail service will remain suspended this morning to allow the agencies to inspect and evaluate the safety of the buildings. A bus bridge will be in place from Falls Road to the Patapsco light rail stations. Bus route diversions will remain in place through noon. Jury selection resumes this morning in Baltimore in the federal trial of three alleged members of the MS-13 gang. Wilson Costanza Galdomez, Edis Valenzuela Rodriguez, and Jonathan Pascuera Puerto are each charged with conspiracy to participate in a racketeering enterprise and murder in the aid of racketeering. The defendants are accused of taking part in gang activities from 2019 through 2021, taking part in two murders and four attempted murders. One of the murder victims was a 16-year-old girl who was stabbed to death at a park in Cockeysville in 2020 after the defendants allegedly suspected she was associating with a rival gang. Maryland Democratic Senator Chris Van Hollen is reacting to the possibility of President Trump deploying the National Guard to Baltimore. Van Hollen says Trump politicizing law enforcement in Baltimore does nothing to improve public safety. He says Maryland has increased the number of FBI, DEA, and ATF agents in Baltimore and always welcomes support and coordination with local law enforcement, but that Trump's bloviating and theatrics are a distraction. And Maryland transportation officials are proposing a $21.5 billion six-year capital budget. The boost in funding by new or higher fees approved by Governor Westmore and state lawmakers, including hikes to vehicle taxes and inspection costs. The added revenue helps secure federal matching funds for key projects. Coming up next, we take a check of traffic plus the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
So my mother is thinking of switching from Verizon to Pure Talk, but she's worried the deal sounds too good to be true. Michael, she said, how can those Pure Talk people offer me the same basic service as Verizon for so much less money? I said, Mom, go ask Google how much Verizon spends on advertising and promotion. A few seconds later, my mother said, oh my goodness, $12 billion a year? That must be a typo. I'll tell you what I told my mom. It's not a typo. Verizon spends $12 billion a year on advertising and promotion, and their customers are paying for it. Well, Pure Talk doesn't spend that kind of money on commercials. Trust me, I would know. Consequently, they can offer you and my mother unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data on a blazing fast 5G network for just $25 a month. Dial #250 and say the words Micro, and you'll get an additional 50% off your first month. That's #250 Micro. Pure Talk. Everything you need and nothing you don't.
Last night's lottery numbers, the pick 3 was 036, the pick 4, 8976. Now it's traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
The backup on the Beltway in Pikesville starts at Park Heights Avenue. It starts there. It doesn't end till you clear the ramps at I-70 and then eventually down through Route 40. The problem was late lifting construction. They should have been out at 5. They didn't get out till almost 6. So we have total gridlock from Pikesville through Woodlawn to Catonsville because all this traffic now is surging and moving down towards I-70 and eventually down to Route 40. 795, you're not out of there either. You're backed up as you're coming south from Owings Mills Boulevard, and all because the contractor was an hour late getting off the highway this morning. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off cool for your Wednesday morning with temps in the 50s and 60s. As we head toward the afternoon, look for slightly warmer conditions, highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Tracking our next chance for rain coming on Thursday afternoon, and temps will be warmer as well. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
635 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. The return of Tyler Wells was a success last night for Baltimore, and it certainly doesn't hurt when your third baseman has a career night.
Cashed in a pair with a single. Rivera again up the middle, delivers. In to score Henderson. Mountcastle right behind him. Two more runs knocked in by Rivera, and the Orioles have tacked on with a two-out base hit and taken a three-run lead.
Ben Wagner had the call on Mass and a career-high four clutch runs batted in for Rivera as the Birds take the Padres. 6-2 was the final, behind five strong from Tyler Wells.
It's kind of a glory to God moment because you kind of sit there and you start to kind of play the whole journey back in your head over and over on kind of everything that took place over this last, I think I saw someone say 508 days, which it's crazy how fast time flies. But
indeed it was. His last start was April 12th of 2024. Tyler Wells getting the win last night for the Orioles. Elsewhere in baseball, in Tampa last night, the big dumper did it again.
This is drilled to right field. Number 51 comes in Tampa. Mariners are on the board. Another home run for Cal Raleigh.
Call was on Root Sports. Cal Raleigh's historic season continues, on pace for 60 home runs this year. But the Rays come back last night for a 6-5 win over the Mariners. Ravens back to their regular season routine as their opener now just 4 days away. The opponent, of course, is the Buffalo Bills, the team that knocked them out of the hunt a year ago. Media asked Nnamdi Madubuike on Monday if he's gone back and watched the game.
Yes, I have.
What was that like for him?
It's not a good feeling. We lost. There's things that we did good. There's things that we did bad. But the bad override the good. That's what we lost. So, it's definitely something that we're looking to. And we really want to tighten the bolts on that. So,
what's the old adage? It's not how you start, but how you finish. Case in point was Maryland freshman quarterback Malik Washington on Saturday against FAU. Started 1-for-8, 3-for-11 in the first half as the Maryland offense sputtered. But Washington settled in after that, much to the liking of head coach Mike Locksley.
But we felt Malik gave us the best chance, and it's the calmness about him, the demeanor that you see he's a little older than his years, maybe the way he's handled this thing. And the best part about it, he's only going to get better.
After the slow start, the Big Ten freshman of the week finished 24-for-32, 3 touchdowns and no picks in the Terps opening day rout of FAU. And finally, fallout from UNC's huge loss at home to TCU in Bill Belichick's first game as coach in Chapel Hill hit its zenith yesterday with thousands of posts around the country calling the grumpy lobster boat captain washed up, a fraud without Tom Brady. You get the picture. TCU coach Sonny Dykes articulated in the postgame what many, if not all, of Carolina's opponents will feel this season.
Yeah, I mean, I think we all felt a little disrespected maybe coming in by, there was a lot of conversation and none of it was about us. And so, I think.
Next up for Carolina at Charlotte this Saturday at 7 p.m., the first of three non-conference before they host Clemson October 4th. The time now is 6:37. When we return, when your girlfriend is on the sideline.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
I mean, the whole thing is really embarrassing for Bill Belichick at this point in his career, after all he's done in the NFL.
Look, it's an embarrassing loss, no doubt about it, but it's just one loss.
It's just one loss. You know? The cherry on top, on national TV, by the way, with all the hype, okay? But the cherry on top was the fact that his 24-year-old girlfriend, I guess it's his girlfriend, I mean, who knows what she is to him, was on the sidelines talking to him during the game.
Well, prior to the game.
Was it during?
It was during warm-ups.
Still.
Either way, fresh soft soccer.
Can you imagine?
Would come, I'd be like, what are you doing over here on the sidelines?
It's ridiculous.
It is a little.
So we're now to believe this is the first time a celebrity has ever walked the sidelines prior to a game and talked with a coach.
A celebrity named Jordana Hudson, the 24-year-old girlfriend of a 72-year-old coach. Yes,
maybe he
that's
draws,
probably the first
maybe
time.
Maybe he draws his inspiration from her.
You know how crazy this is?
You know, President Nixon used to design plays for Jack Ken Cook and the Redskins.
Yeah, but he didn't go on the sideline and do it before the game. Here's how crazy this is. Right under the cricket scores in the Times of India, I'm looking it up right now, is the Bill Belichick story. In the Times of India!
Yeah, it's a big story, I will give you that. But
the question would be, how long before the game? Was it 30 minutes before kickoff? An hour and 45 minutes and he was out there?
That I don't know. I just think you tell they were warming up in the back on the field.
Do you think Carolina was happy with that?
Of course not.
Okay.
Well, nobody's happy with it, but, you know, it is Bill Belichick. He gets a little bit of extra. Look, he got his comeuppance, so maybe just let the performance on the field do the talking.
I hope they go 0-12.
All right, there it is. The true Belichick hater, Gary Stein. All right, 6:39, 21 minutes now before the hour, 7 o'clock. Lots of storm and controversy over whose guard it is, the National Guard. And I want to throw it out there, Baltimore residents, if you live in the city, would you like to see, because we're going to hear from Federal Hill residents coming up in just a second, but would you like to see the National Guard come in and do what they've done in D.C.? Okay, they're not making traffic stops. They're not out there making arrests unless they see a federal agent who's attacked. Then they will. They're there to protect under Title 10. We'll talk about that in just a second. Here's the reaction. Governor Moore's Communications Director David Turner described the use of National Guard for municipal policing as theatrical and not sustainable. Brendan Scott wrote, here's the reality in Baltimore. Lowest homicide total for August on record. Fewest number of homicides through August on record. Our entire team focused on proven strategies, blah, blah, blah. Senator Chris Van Hollen saying the president's actions are designed to distract from his failures. Yeah, okay. Well, name them. Name them there. What do you think the failures are? They're not many, I'll tell you that, if any. So there's the Democrat reaction. So what's the difference, Nina? We're talking about, because we do know that earlier this week, I think it was Monday or Tuesday, it was Governor Moore on CNN with Caitlin Collins, another Never Trumper, on CNN. He basically said that they're his National Guard, that he is in command of the National Guard. Okay? And that's true under the state constitution, under state law. The Maryland National Guard is commanded by the Maryland governor. But it's not just his guard. The president, under Section Title 32, the governor can call out the National Guard, call up the National Guard to quell civil unrest, to help with riots, can help with natural disasters, etc. Under Title 10 of law, a president can then federalize the National Guard when it comes time. And the reason why you would federalize them is if you want to send them overseas. You're calling up the Guard because you need troops to go overseas. It happened a lot during Vietnam, unfortunately. But it also can happen in the national defense of the United States. For instance, insurrection, major national disaster, or let's say an epidemic of fentanyl abuse, or opening up our borders, letting an invasion in where illegal criminal aliens have brought in illegal guns, illegal drugs. We do have a national epidemic of violence in our country. That is what the president is using under Title 10, and he's authorized under law to do so.
Yes, the Insurrection Act. Check, check, check everything you said. Illegal alien invasion, check. That's happening across the country, Baltimore as well. You know, the drug epidemic, absolutely, which is thousands of lives, American lives, but specifically in Baltimore as well. Violence, the Insurrection Act. I mean, this is when states are unable or unwilling. Yes, some of the crime's going down, but it's still dramatic in the city of Baltimore. So when they're unable or unwilling to enforce the law, that's why he can implement Section 10.
Title 10.
Done,
yeah.
Title 10. And what the hell needs to happen in a city like Baltimore for them to realize or admit that it's a real crime wave, a problem.
Yeah. I mean, and Baltimore's not the only city. Chicago, yeah. I think, is
Chicago, chief.
They're out of control completely. Baltimore has got, and again, I question the numbers. I would like a forensic accounting of all these statistics and data that we're hearing from Governor Moore and Brandon Scott, because, frankly, I don't trust them. 6:43 traffic and weather on the threes, but I do trust Lugnuts Johnson to get us to work on time, no matter what hurdles and obstacles are placed in the path.
I'm going to add in something to the pile.
All right.
Southbound JFX. Mentioned earlier there was a vehicle fire. Cleanup on that is still there at Cold Spring Lane, backed up to Northern Parkway. So that's still a problem there early for the traffic trying to get into downtown from the southbound side coming in from the city-county line. Beltway, you're still backed up to Park Heights Avenue. 795, you're still backed up south of Owings Mills Boulevard. The culprit was late lifting construction this morning. Supposed to be off at 5, didn't get off till almost 6. At one point, the Beltway was running in one lane on the outer loop from Liberty Road down to Security Boulevard. They said, well, you know, let them do that for a while. They'll stay out here for a while. Okay, so we're still backed up, not going to recover because now it's just total gridlock in that whole area. And there's not a lot of ways to go around it. You know that. If you live here, you can't just jump off and say, well, I'll take Rolling Road. You know, it just doesn't work. So right now, we're looking at, you know, 35, 40-minute delays for the traffic trying to get down the west side from Pikesville, finally breaking loose at Route 40 West and heading south towards Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. It's going to be mild today. Temperatures near 80. Tomorrow, some heat and humidity return with a chance of rain as well. Right now, it's cloudy, 57 in the 758 in Parkville. Let's head out to the Chuck Wagon. The latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Butterball Johnson. Oscar Mayer's new Every Bun Pack is the perfect limited edition product for families with diverse dietary lifestyles. 8 regular 100% beef hot dogs, 4 of the brand's not hot dogs. Those are the plant-based dogs.
Now,
why would you put the plant-based dogs in with the real beef dogs?
That's like putting acidophilus milk next to regular milk.
Easy for you to say.
Yes.
Yes, it's called the Every Bun Pack. And I think, first I saw this, I thought they were referring to you, Chuck, because you've had about every bun there is.
On occasion.
Yes. If you want more information, go to OscarMayerEveryBun.com.
I put notches every... Well, never mind.
Teddy Grahams has decided to give people what they want. Limited edition Teddy Grahams latte flavor.
Oh, Teddy Grahams.
Just what you want in your little Teddy Grahams.
Yes. Just
you want coffee-flavored cookies to have with your coffee, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Elsewhere in Chuck's Food News, we're taking a look at this morning. Aldi has found a new schedule for their fines for September. And one of the things we have found is apple cinnamon brioche ring and apple pie sandwich creams. That sounds good. An apple pie sandwich cream cookie. Domino's expanding their bread bite offerings, new cinnamon and garlic flavors. Isn't pizza just a glorified bread bite? I mean, it's dough.
More or less.
Yeah. So, but I guess it's always, I've kind of remarked that you always get breadsticks and bread bites with a doughy pizza. They just want more bread, I guess. And also at Arby's, the loaded Italian sub is making a limited return to Arby's, described by the chain as better than ever. It contains ham, salami, pepperoni served with Swiss cheese, banana peppers, lettuce, tomato, red onion, and garlic aioli on a toasted sub bun. For me, if I'm even a loaded Italian cold cut, it's got to have the capicola on it.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah, it's got to have it.
Absolutely.
I'm looking at a true blue certified Italian here, and you got to have the capicola on the Italian sub. Absolutely.
The old Harley's, right. Some shops had good Italian subs. Ooh.
Yeah. And they, what's the place downtown? I can't remember the name.
DePasquale's.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, DePasquale's. Great subs.
Great subs.
Great subs. Absolutely. All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that. 6:47. We're talking about who really has control over the National Guard. And, you know, you read all these articles, and it's like, you know, the president is not within. They have that judge out in California said he willfully violated the law. No, he didn't. He dispatched the National Guard in Los Angeles to protect federal assets, including buildings and federal agents. And those would be, what, ICE agents. Remember? They were protesting against the ICE raids in L.A., and they were attacking ICE, the ICE agents. And now the next thing they want to do is they want to dox them. We got a rant coming up a little bit later on in the show from this Connecticut rep who's an absolute lunatic, saying they should be unmasked. But the problem is when you unmask them, when you dox them, they go after their families and their kids. So that's the reason why the National Guard was called in, to protect those DEA and ICE agents so they could do their jobs as part of their oath to the Constitution.
But it was for a number of reasons they had authority there, and there was an absolute riot taking place. Not to mention, you mentioned the invasion. They were waving Mexican flags while burning police cars. I mean, what more do you need a reason to send in the National Guard to protect the people of L.A. than something like that? And when it comes to Baltimore, we cannot forget, okay, let's just say maybe they're trending down. We know crime is not trending down. Maybe the homicides are. But this, in the city of Baltimore, just 4 or 5 years ago, we had 337 murders in 2021, 320 2022. I mean, that's not an eternity ago, right, Sean? That's just a couple years ago. We know that it is prone to violence in Baltimore City, parts of it. There are certainly nice packets of Baltimore City, but even then, Federal Hill, which was an entertainment is an entertainment district, one of the top places to go, has seen a spike in violence with shootings just a couple weeks ago outside of Noble. So the idea that Baltimore is this utopia that they want to make it is so shocking to anybody that just can see the reality in front of their face.
Well, we had a mom gunned down in Federal Hill just a couple of weeks ago.
That young girl was killed by a stray bullet about 6 months ago.
Maybe. And we had over the weekend, we had a stabbing in Federal Hill. So, but what's happened here is they've replaced the violent crime reduction, if you believe the numbers, homicides and with this explosion of juvenile thug crime, which oftentimes is violent. Armed carjacking, we've had a pastor carjacked and pistol whipped. These aren't just isolated cases. These are the ones that are getting reported.
And not to mention the city of Baltimore's police force faces a massive shortage of officers.
Yep. At least 500 to 600 by our last count. All right, coming up next, we're going to hear from some of those residents from Federal Hill as to whether or not they want the National Guard in Baltimore City, and we'd like to hear from you as well. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at themorningdrive@WCBM.com or text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Don't forget, the best in the Morning Drive, available each and every day, WCBM.com and on our Facebook and Rumble pages, brought to you by the Law Offices of Michael A. Friedman.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor. Summer is hot, and so is our $69 AC checkup for Metropolitan Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. As a family-owned, fully licensed company with 32 years of experience, we can service all makes and models. A new install, a quick repair, or custom ductwork. We're going to give you a wow feeling when we're done. And here's another bonus wow. Mention WCBM and you'll get $500 off a brand new air conditioning system. Call 410-902-9600. 410-902-9600. Call Metropolitan Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning now. And when we're done, you'll be saying, wow. Looking for fun just off Route 140 and 795? Well, swing by Mitchell's Golf Complex in Reisterstown. We've got three mini golf courses, a driving range with lights, and a 9-hole executive course that's perfect for all skill levels. From family fun to serious practice. It's all here, next to the Reisterstown Sportsplex. Mitchell's Golf Complex. Open daily. Golf, fun, close to home. Call 410-833-7721 or on the web at mitchellsgolf.com.
A lot can happen in an hour.
Strap yourselves in, folks.
We'll update you at the top of it, just minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
6:52, 8 minutes now before the hour, 7 o'clock, with a morning drive with Casey and Elliot. Bruce is off this week. Delegate Nino Mangione going to be sitting in all the way through Friday for Bruce, who returns on Monday. You can join us here, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Big Baltimore County Council vote last night. We'll tell you how that went on the Inspector General being able to review the waste, fraud, abuse in county schools, which I think there's a gold mine there. There's a treasure trove that will get a potential county council future member to weigh in on that, in Delegate Mangione. So stick with us. 6:53, traffic weather on the threes. Once again, with the update, here is the King, Chuck Whitaker.
Both the tunnels are moving some traffic, but we're backed up already now. 895 backed up to at least Pulaski Highway. 95 is already slow here at Moravia Road. So that's just south of the city county line. We're already in the range of 20 to 25 minute delays for both the tunnels on this southbound side. Cleanup on a vehicle fire southbound JFX at Cold Spring. We've had some delays coming southbound from Northern Parkway, the Beltway. We're moving traffic. It's still hurting from late lifting construction, which was on the outer loop near I-70. Still very slow from Pikesville. 795, you're still going to be backed up as you're coming south from Owings Mills Boulevard. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your Wednesday. It is going to be a mild start to the day and highs near 80. Heat starts cranking back in tomorrow. Humidity maybe with a chance of rain and highs in the mid-80s. Right now, partly cloudy, 60 in Arnold, 58 in Middle River. So as we've been talking about all morning, the potential for federal troops, National Guard being sent to Maryland, to Baltimore specifically, to clean up the town. And in spite of the dropping homicide rates, there are still communities. Especially, you look at Federal Hill, Canton Square, Fells Point, and other neighborhoods that have been plagued by vandalism and terrorism and carjacking. And, repeat, some of these shops have been hit 4 or 5 times.
And Sean, the sad part is those are the nicer parts.
Yeah.
And some parts of the city are already lost. You cannot afford to lose those areas where the tax base obviously is coming from there. But you look at some of the other parts of Baltimore City that are completely lost. Gary Collins was walking around. Did you see that report he did the other day? Some very rough parts of the city. And those two gentlemen that he was with basically said, Black Lives Matter. He's like, where's the governor? Where's Safe Streets? He goes, none of them are actually here doing anything. But the point is, Canton, Federal Hill, some of those areas, Fells Point, we are losing them as a county or as a city and a state. We've already lost these other areas, and there is billions of dollars of investment in public education and other investments in the city, whereas if we don't, and this is the point I made earlier, do something about the crime, what good is the other investment?
Yeah, and you and I both know business owners in Little Italy,
yes,
in Federal Hill, elsewhere, that they've had it, and they're just hanging on by a thread or looking to sell and get out as soon as conditions can warrant a decent price.
I received a call last week from a former soccer teammate of mine who is a bar owner in Federal Hill, who's just fed up. He's reached out to the mayor, and he's had some back and forth, but nothing came of it. He even said the police won't do anything because they're told not to. And he has open-air drug market right outside of his bar. They're loitering outside. Fights are happening. They're drinking. They're not buying drinks from the bar. They're just out there having their own party. Nothing happens. And he says, Nina, the only thing I can think of, and this is a guy, Sean, not political at all, is if they did something similar to what they're doing in Washington, D.C.
Yeah. And we're hearing from Federal Hill residents whether or not they're reacting to the potential of the National Guard coming to town.
Right now, I welcome him.
I am livid. I don't think the National Guard is a good idea.
Yeah, so there's a for and against, and these Federal Hill residents have been repeated victims of criminal activity.
You go over to Carroll Park, and before they can play Little League, they have to clean the field of needles.
We need to stop talking about how great the homicide rate is. Quality of life must be dealt with in the city, and it's not being dealt with.
Ultimately, I think it's unnecessary. I think it is a power trip. I think this is for control. I think it will spark outrage from what I've been seeing and hearing out of D.C. That just literally going up to people's homes and just, it's like an invasion of privacy in a sense.
I would see a lot of uneasiness for individuals, mainly of color.
Yeah, well, again, you can see there's the breakdown demographically from, white folk and black folk, but there are a lot of black folk in these cities that are, they're the ones that are victimized repeatedly by some of their own, folks. You know, it's just very, very sad statement. And to the Federal Hill residents, they said the only way you're going to be able to, you know, get a hold on this crime is to, you know, bring the National Guard in and to secure the area, let law enforcement, local law enforcement, do their jobs.
D.C. has shown that the crime rates dropped significantly in a very short period of time.
Whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, this is just not how you run a system. This is not how you treat Americans.
I think if we see a reboot and you see that, wow, the city is cleaner, maybe everybody will take a second look that we don't have to be this way.
We'll see. I mean, that's... This is decades, decades of ruin that we're talking about.
The one woman said, this is not how you write. Well, what, the previous way of doing things is a success?
Great point. Rescue Natural Supplements wanted me to share with you the Labor Day sale is ongoing. You don't need any coupon code to plug in either at the website or when you call. All you need to know is that you can save 25 to 75% off your favorite Rescue Natural Supplements, whether it's the omega-3s, the red yeast rice, whether it's the Sleep Aids, Rescue PM Liquid, PM melts, which helps you fall asleep, stay asleep, whether you're worried about weight loss, whether you're worried about blood pressure, you're concerned if you want to reduce cholesterol, Rescue has the supplement for you. These are nutraceuticals. They're all natural with no side effects. And right now, you can save 25 to 75% off when you call and make your order today. 1-800-26-ALIVE, as I said, no coupon code needed. You may want to check out the website first, res-q.com, and make a list, and then you either order right there at the website, or you can order over the phone as well. That's res-q.com for the Labor Day sale. Come out next. Who's paying for the Governor Moore Clooney trip?
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Calling his country unstoppable, Communist China's Xi Jinping has presided over a massive military parade in Beijing. At his side, Russia's Vladimir Putin and North Korea's reclusive dictator.
Kim Jong-un was put front and center of this morning's events, walking through Tiananmen Square alongside President Xi and President Putin. The three of them sat together, talking during the parade. It is striking to see the North Korean leader, who's long been isolated and even poked fun at, be elevated alongside these two powerful world players. Mr. Xi has brought him out of isolation, sending a clear message to the West, particularly the United States, that North Korea and Russia stand with China.
The BBC's Gene McKenzie. President Trump says it's clear that Xi, Putin, and Kim are conspiring against the U.S. 8 people killed, 50 wounded in Labor Day weekend shootings in Chicago, and still the mayor and Illinois governor insist they do not need or want federal help in fighting crime. But that is not deterring President Trump, who says he will do his duty.
We're going in. I didn't say when. We're going in.
The president will be taking action over the objections of state and local officials in both Chicago and Baltimore.
We're going to do it anyway. We have the right to do it, because I have an obligation to protect this country.
Donald Trump has already sent National Guard troops into Washington and federalized the police force here in the nation's capital, where he has legal authority. Greg Clugston, Washington.
California's historic gold rush town of Chinese Camp is under siege by wildfires that have charred thousands of acres, destroyed homes, and forced people to flee. Fires are burning across several counties in the Central Valley. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures down 7 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is Dennis Prager for AmFed Coin and Bullion. There's something about the feel of a gold coin in your hand and the way the light reflects off its intricate details that has always captivated me. Nick Grovich, AmFed's owner, turned that same passion into his livelihood. Nick began collecting coins as a teen, and that interest grew into a nationally respected business offering only the finest quality coins at the most competitive prices. But the truth is that although Nick is a rare coin dealer, he doesn't believe in rare coins. Rare coins do not make sound investments. but they do make dealers a lot of money. See, that's part of what I respect about him. AmFed specializes in buying non-performing numismatic coins and turning them into gold or silver investments that provide liquidity and perform competitively against the market. Whether you're buying or selling, call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. AmericanFederal.com.
Good morning. It's 7:03 with traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
And the Beltway's still struggling from the late lifting construction on the outer loop this morning. Was supposed to be out of there at 5. Didn't get out till almost 6. Had us down to one lane overnight. And we're still hurting coming down from Pikesville all the way down. Doesn't get better till we cross Route 40. Start down the hill towards Frederick Road. 795. You're caught up in all that as well. So we have to factor that in for the traffic right now. Maybe still looking at 20 to 25 minute delays. Again today, the inner loop, if you're coming up from 795 towards Park Heights Avenue, you're in the shade right as you get to Park Heights Avenue. Bright sunshine there is creating a backup now on the inner loop through the ramps at exit 20. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off cool for your Wednesday morning with temps in the 50s and 60s. As we head toward the afternoon, look for slightly warmer conditions, highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Tracking our next chance for rain coming on Thursday afternoon, and temps will be warmer as well. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm Julie Ryder with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Baltimore firefighters have contained a massive 5-alarm fire in the city. Some hot spots may remain. That fire in the 200 block of West Fayette Street was reported around 3 p.m. Tuesday, and more than 100 firefighters responded to the scene. The blaze involved three vacant structures. One of them collapsed as crews battled the fire from the exterior of the buildings. No injuries were reported. Officials say light rail service remains suspended this morning to allow the agencies to inspect and evaluate the safety of the buildings. A bus bridge will be in place from Falls Road to the Patapsco light rail stations. Bus route diversions will remain in place through noon. And Maryland's only Republican Congressman, Andy Harris, says President Trump is right to deploy National Guard troops to Baltimore. The congressman says decades of failed liberal Democrat leadership have left Baltimore plagued by crime, poverty, and neglect. Harris says the federal government has the right and the duty to step in when local leaders won't act to keep Americans safe. Well, coming up next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hi, it's Sean Casey. Listen, if you're in the market for kitchen appliances, you have to check out Town Appliance, right on Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. I'm talking Whirlpool, JennAir, KitchenAid, Monogram, GE Cafe. They've got it all. Trust me, I walked in and went bug-eyed. The showroom is stunning. And when you meet with Mayor or Mayor, well, super knowledgeable. They're open Monday through Thursday, 10 to 6, Friday, 10 to 1, Sunday, 12 to 4, closed Saturdays. Check out townappliance.com. But seriously, take it from me, you need to see this showroom in person. Town Appliance, your headquarters for all your appliance needs.
I'm proud to say at Wiles Roofing, we stand behind everything we do. Every roof we install comes with a written warranty and a handshake. That means something. We've been a Better Business Bureau member since 1990 with zero complaints. That's not by accident. It's because we treat your home like it's our own. No subcontractors, no surprises, just honest work that lasts. Call Wiles Roofing today, 410-655-3700, 410-655-3700. Above all, a good roof.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 705 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. The longest hit streak in the major leagues belongs to none other than Jeremiah Jackson.
So one down, Jeremiah Jackson, and he'll drive another one out to left field. Laureano climbs the wall, but he's got no shot. What a way to extend your hit streak. Take it out of the ballpark on consecutive nights.
Indeed he did. Ben Wagner had the call on Masson. Jeremiah Jackson with a 13-game hitting streak, and the Birds would go on from there behind five strong innings from Tyler Wells. 6-2 was the final last night over San Diego, clinching the series win. After the game, manager Mancelino reflecting on the last two nights in San Diego.
Diego.
In a two-day period, you saw Kyle Bradish help us win a game in San Diego, and then you saw Tyler Wells and Albert Suarez help us win a game in San Diego. So it's an organizational win today. Obviously, the players are the ones that drive it, but this is a big deal for the Baltimore Orioles.
No doubt about it. The Ravens
That'll do it here.
The Ravens get down and dirty today as they ramp up prep for the Bills Sunday night. One key for Baltimore this year will be offensive line plays. They look to protect Lamar and blow open holes for the King. Left tackle Ronnie Stanley was saying the other day that they're well ahead from where they were last year at this time. A sidebar, by the way, Stanley played all 17 games a year ago after missing 36 of a possible 67 in the four previous years. And finally, there's good news off the field for Ravens fans, not to be outdone by their sports brothers across the parking lot at Camden Yards. The Ravens have announced a revamped flock-friendly fair value menu at M&T Bank Stadium, including 11 items under $5, including hot dogs and beer, and a $4.99 barbecue chicken sandwich. Bring it on. And perhaps best of all, the value menu will be available on all stadium levels. Coming up in 30 minutes, the news is still not good for Caitlin Clark. And that is Stein on Sports.
Since 1902, Farnan and Dermer has been Maryland's trusted name in HVAC. Family owned for five generations, they're the comfort guys that you can count on. Like with a $99 AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. If you need a new system, how about 0% financing for up to 60 months and rebates up to $7,000? Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com. And don't forget to tell them Gary told me to call. Farnan and Dermer, keeping Maryland comfortable for over 120 years.
From Columbia to Germantown, from Fort Meade to ABG, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. You can join us here 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at themorningdrive at WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. And again, in sitting in for Bruce Elliott the rest of the week is Delegate Nino Mangione, also running for Baltimore County Council and for 26.
2026. Yeah, yep. Primary is only 10 months away.
It'll be here before you know it.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. So coming up in this hour, we're talking about a number of issues. One, including the state fair brawl that happened over the weekend. Questions now about parent accountability, parental responsibility in the county here, and what can be done about that. Democrats are losing the crime debate. We'll take a look at Chicago. President says we're going in with the guard. And the Illinois governor says not so fast. And when you hear the rant from the communist mayor. Top story here today is after the Daily Mail photos appeared yesterday showing Maryland Governor Wes Moore in Italy on Monday sailing aboard a luxury yacht that a report said was owned by actor George Clooney. A lot of questions are being raised. You know, what was the purpose of the trip? We were told it was for Dawn Moore. Aruna's the lieutenant governor. That would be a scandal. Dawn Moore, the governor's wife's 50th birthday, which is fine. Okay, you want to celebrate a 50th birthday? But you've got to factor in what cost. At what cost to the taxpayers here? The White House has responded strongly, condemning his trip, saying, while Maryland residents try to escape dangerous criminals in their communities, Governor Wes Moore is attempting to escape any accountability for the out-of-control crime in his state by fleeing to Italy for a luxury getaway with Democrat elites. Governor Moore needs to get his priorities straight. Instead of taking yacht vacations or fantasizing about his 2028 presidential bid, he needs to make Maryland safe again. Delegate Mark Fisher weighs in.
It's so obtuse. It's so elitist. It's like the Charles Dickens novel, A Tale of Two Cities, where you have the governor of Maryland who's living this large life, exactly the way public officials aren't supposed to be living. And meanwhile, the citizens of Baltimore are living in abject poverty, with no opportunity, with crime, with the fear of leaving their homes. It's sad.
And let's not forget that Clooney, who played a role in Joe Biden's demise, remember he had that fundraiser out there where he trotted out Obama and Biden, and then Biden looked lost on stage. Obama
had dropped him like a bad habit.
He did. Well, he waited until 2 weeks so they get the money in from the fundraising checks, and then they dropped him, and he wrote that piece in the New York Times. He also has come out and said that he thinks Governor Moore is the future.
Levitating above that is Wes Moore. I think he is a guy that has handled this tragedy in Baltimore beautifully.
Yeah, so that's Clooney with his endorsement. And the big question now is, who paid? Who paid for this trip?
Absolutely. For example, did the governor take his security detail? If so, who paid for it? Who paid for the trip?
And that's a question I think that we all, as taxpayers, should have an answer to.
That is a great question. And the governor earlier talked about performative. Trump's performative. Moore's had 4 years, Governor Moore. And has he put as much energy into cleaning up crime as he has into actually him being the political performance actor, so to speak? Then, I mean, he should get off George Clooney's yachts and should be walking the streets of Baltimore City. But there are a number of questions, Sean, right? What we heard the purpose is his wife's birthday, which is perfectly fine. And a vacation is perfectly fine. But yes, I mean, other than First Lady, who also attended this trip, was there other state employees? I remember out in Las Vegas, what was it? The city of Baltimore paid tens of thousands
right.
on the taxpayer dime for people to go out and just have a good time. What's his itinerary? You know, are members of the state police going, or is it private security, or is he paying the difference? I'm not sure. But at the end of the day, it's very interesting. You pick a fight with Donald Trump, the president of the United States, and he doesn't back down. We know that, President Trump. And within 1 week, you're jet-setting off to Lake Como with the liberal elite's yacht, George Clooney. It just, to me, that seems performative. Let me talk tough, but within the week, instead of actually, if he would have looked great, if Wes Moore, you know what, Governor? I mean, now, President Trump, I'm going to go walk the streets of Baltimore. Come join us. He just talk, and now he's in Lake Como.
Yeah. As the worm turns, as they say, 7:13. Traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update on the morning rush hour, here is Lugnuts Johnson.
When I heard he was in Lake Como, I thought he was in Land of Lakes, Florida. Because there's a nudist colony called Lake Como.
Well, he was shirtless.
Well, I rest my case. Must have been a cold day. The Beltway at Cove Road. I'm not sure what I heard Baltimore County saying here. I don't know if they said there was a person walking on the Beltway or a person that needed help on the Beltway. So they're going to be in that area right here at Cove Road. I haven't seen the medic unit yet, but they said they were going to stop by. So there's something to it, but there's no backup right now through there. The Beltway still hurting, going to be hurting for a while. Late lifting construction this morning. Outer loop at I-70. We're still recovering for the traffic in that area. And then we have the normal delays coming through Pikesville with the bright sunshine. The outer loop is slow at Hartford Road. Here's a medic unit now just pulling up. See, I know what I'm talking about on the Beltway right here in the area at Cove Road. So if you're traveling locally there, even though it's very light, keep an eye out for the flashing lights arriving. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your Wednesday. It's going to be a mild start to the day, highs near 80, and the heat and humidity start creeping back in tomorrow, bringing a chance of rain Friday. High temp should stay in the mid-80s or so. Right now, sunny, 64 in Stevensville. It is 59 in Pasadena. Time for our mega movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
Right, yesterday, President Trump held a press conference from the White House saying he was going to relocate the command headquarters for the U.S. Space Force from Colorado to Huntsville, Alabama, and he called it this.
So I want to thank you all for being here for this important announcement. 7 years in the making. As you know, this has been going on for a long period of time. And I am thrilled to report that the U.S. Space Command headquarters will move to the beautiful locale of a place called Huntsville, Alabama, forever to be known from this point forward as Rocket City. Okay? So Huntsville, Alabama. We love Alabama.
Rocket City, indeed. And then a couple of rockets fell on a Tren de Aragua boat from Venezuela yesterday. I don't know if you saw the video yet.
The video is unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. You got this boat, which was verified as TDA, carrying loads of drugs, most likely fentanyl, and who knows what else. And it was just blown to smithereens by a drone. And he said, let this service as notice. Beware.
That's the best part of the video, is that Trump posted it.
Yes.
The president posted the video, basically said, yeah, this is a warning for anybody who wants to try to, terrorists, by the way.
Come, you know, he could have just sent the Coast Guard or the Navy to interdict the boat, but he wanted to send a very distinct message to Venezuela and to TDA and others who might try to bring that poison into our country.
I not to sound like a cowboy here, but I love it because of the fact that we are going to spend $1 trillion on our defense budget, then we either have to be serious about protecting the homeland or not. And if you're going to have a terrorist gang that is filling our country with these drugs where thousands and thousands of Americans are dying every year, you either take the fight serious or you don't. And he obviously got rid of those terrorists.
Yeah. Speaking of taking things seriously, Trump, of course, if you've forgotten, he has vowed to finish the wall on our southern border. He's already got 100 miles of border barrier in the works. Capitol Hill just proved nearly additional $50 billion to add hundreds more miles to that total. And he says that should, like the custom and border protection, they already got 83 miles of traditional wall and 17 miles of waterborne barriers as well. So all said and done, you know, but when it's all over and his term, and I hate to see that happen, but it will. We should have a completed border wall. And you look at the last 3 months, zero border crossings compared to what was happening during the Biden administration. As to that ruling by the judge saying that Trump did not have the authority to impose tariffs, remember, these were already tariffs that were already in place. They were put into place by Congress. It's just that we were getting our clocks clean because nobody was enforcing it. So Trump comes in and he says, all right, I'm going to put the tariffs in place. It's not like he dreamt up the whole tariff thing, but a judge says he can't do it, and that caused the stock market to get riled up a little bit yesterday.
We're going
to
be asking for early admittance. We're going tomorrow, and we're going to ask for an expedited ruling because, when you look at the stock market's down today, the stock market's down because of that, because the stock market needs the tariffs. They want the tariffs.
Yeah, and they're going to get the tariffs eventually. It'll go to the Supreme Court. Just in, Pete Hegseth authorized Defense Department lawyers, these are JAGs, Judge Advocate Generals, to serve as temporary immigration judges to help clear the backlog of cases of those waiting to get asylum hearings or be deported. I don't know if you heard this, that there were a bunch of people speculating that Trump had passed away in the last week or so.
So stupid.
But they're
my
so
liberal
desperate.
Buddy did that. He's like, what, you hear about Trump? I'm like, what about him? He might.
Yeah.
I'm like, you're an idiot, to my buddy. I love him, but you're an idiot.
He was asked yesterday by Peter Ducey of Fox News as to whether or not Trump had heard those rumors or not.
It's sort of crazy, but last week I did numerous news conferences, all successful. They went very well, like this is going very well. And then I didn't do any for 2 days, and they said there must be something wrong with him. Biden wouldn't do him for months. You wouldn't see him.
Exactly.
And nobody ever said there was ever anything wrong with him, and we know he wasn't in the greatest of shape. No, I heard that. I get reports. Now, you knew I did an interview that lasted for about an hour and a half with somebody, and everybody saw that was on one of your competitors. I did numerous shows and also did a number of truths, long truths, and I think pretty poignant truths. Now, I was very active over the weekend. They also knew I went out to visit some people at the club that I own pretty nearby on the Potomac River. And now I've been very active, actually, over the weekend. I didn't hear that one. That's pretty serious.
I'm glad it's
fake news. You know, it's just so, it's so fake. That's why the media has so little credibility. I knew that you were saying, like, is he okay? How's he feeling? What's wrong? I said, I just left. And it's also sort of a longer weekend, you know, it's Labor Day weekend. So I would say a lot of people know I was very active this Labor Day. I had heard that, but I didn't hear it to that extent.
227 days in to the new golden age of America.
And we are just getting started.
Never a dull moment with President Trump. Back with more, including your calls and comments here in just a second. Law Office's Michael A. Friedman wanted me to share with you that, you know, when you are involved in a serious accident resulting in serious injury, you do need serious legal representation. Don't try to do it on your own, because you could, cause a fatal mistake to your claim or to your case. Just call Michael. from the get-go, and they'll take care of everything. And I really do mean everything. You'll just be able to focus on recovering from your injury, because that's the priority at their firm, and they'll take care of everything else, from insurance companies, doctors, medical bills, again, diminution of value if your vehicle has been totaled. They'll handle everything. I'm talking about Michael and his son Stephen, daughter-in-law Rachel Alpert Friedman, as well as, of course, all the other associate attorneys, paralegals, legal secretaries at the firm. I would recommend you go to their website at maflaw.com. It's very informative and helpful. 15 things to remember if you are involved in an automobile accident. You can download that and put it in your car. Keep it there in case you ever need it. And also the personal injury assistant app. You can download that to your phone, and then you'll be able to interview witnesses, take pictures and videos, and all that gets immediately sent to the firm so they can begin working on your claim. Don't forget the website, maflaw.com, for the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
The excitement of Orioles season is here. Get updates, information, and commentary from Stan the Fan Charles and others at PressBoxOnline.com. PressBox Sports, your source for Orioles, Ravens, college, and high school sports. Go to PressBoxOnline.com.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
723, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, once again, the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
All right, so I saw the fire department looking for this person that was walking or needed help around the Beltway at Cove Road. Whatever it was, doesn't appear to be anything that's going to cause a big problem through there. So I think you might still have fire truck in that area, but he's going to be pretty much off to the side. Beltway, Crawling, Parkville side, Interloop to Green Spring. They're fighting the bright sunshine at Parkites Avenue, and we're still hurting from the late lifting construction that happened early this morning on the outer loop before I-70. Still crawling. It's Pikesville all the way down to Route 40. So far, behaving themselves. That's good. We're not wrecking in that area south of the bridge at Windsor Mill Road, where there's no construction there, no shoulder available. So at least right now, if you can just maintain a little bit of speed that you have, we'll get down to Route 40, we'll get to Frederick Road, and then you're done. You're down the hill and clear towards I-95. 20 to 25 minute delays right now, southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Looking for fun near Route 140 and 795? Head to Mitchell's Golf Complex in Reisterstown. Mini golf, a lit-up driving range, and a 9-hole executive course. Fun for all. Visit mitchellsgolf.com or call 410-833-7721.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Mild start to the day. Highs near 80 a little bit later on. Sunny, 59 right now in the city, and 57 in Severn. One more clip, then we're going to get your calls and comments. This is Delegate Mark Fisher once again talking about who paid for all this trip over to Lake Como and the Clooney $100 million villa. And again, my question as a delegate, Nino, maybe you know what you are limited to as far as accepting gifts from individuals.
I'm pretty sure we can't really accept any gift.
Was it like 25 bucks?
25 or under, something. Yeah. I know with lobbyists, it's yeah, like 25 bucks.
So I'm wondering if you accept a ride on a yacht rental. Then what's the value of that? Who paid for all the meals? Again, they could be perceived as in-kind contributions. I don't know. He's asking Delegate
Fisher.
That's
a fair question.
Yeah, he's asking for a full accounting of everything.
The citizens of Maryland deserve a full accounting of where the money came from to pay for this trip, whose jet he flew, who paid for that, who paid for he and his wife to go on the yacht, who paid for their lodging, who paid for their food while he was there. Because it sure looks very sketchy to me that he's doing this.
Yeah, well, it looks sketchy to a number of people, including Jeff in Phoenix, Jeff McDonald, who was sitting in, co-hosting, guest hosting on Monday here on the show. Good morning, Jeff.
Morning, Jeff.
Good morning, gentlemen. And again, thank you very much for the privilege and opportunity to host on Labor Day. So let's look at society right now. God above all things, love thy neighbor as thyself versus death, destruction, and chaos. Regarding George Clooney and the current governor of Maryland and that whole, when you think of Clooney, let's call it Hollywood collectively. Clooney is a puppet. And who paid, notwithstanding wherever the current governor is just sitting around right now, who paid for the governor to go to that billionaire summer camp this past summer? I think it was somewhere in Denver, Baltimore. We could go back to when it was Sean and Frank, Les Consolving, and Tom Maher is the lineup on WCBM. And if we replayed those shows, we'd be talking about the same thing in Baltimore. The governor likes to constantly talk about, oh, the National Guard, what an insult to pick up trash. Well, the National Guard wouldn't have to be picking up trash if the citizens of Baltimore would take some pride in our incredibly historical city known as Baltimore, which was the birth of the national anthem. And I also must say that why do the citizens of Baltimore keep doing the definition of insanity, which is voting in the same people? We don't need housing. If you think about some of the areas of Baltimore that are close to the two jewels, the stadiums, some of those beautiful row homes, and when you ride by them, the architecture, they're all brick. They had hardwood floors. They're hollowed out. Why are they hollowed out? Because of liberalism, communism, death, destruction, and chaos. It's quite simple, really. Until Baltimore decides to change their philosophy, look in the mirror, and decide we want to be the land of pleasant living again, nothing is going to change. The Inner Harbor, the fact that the Inner Harbor is barely 30 years old, and now they've got to tear it down and try something else, it's so evident and obvious, and quite frankly, an insult to those who get up every morning, go to work, pay their taxes, and try to do the right thing.
Well, you know, I would absolutely agree that we've seen for decades now what Democrat leadership or lack thereof has done to our major cities.
Yes.
We've seen failed education. We just talked to Chris Papps yesterday about his book just out now called Failure Factory. The Baltimore education system, I mean, think about it. $1.7 billion pumped in by the state, you guys down in the General Insane Asylum, no offense, with 10% of people, students proficient in math. 10%. So, go ahead, Jeff.
I'm sorry. No, Sean, I forgot education. Thank you for bringing that up. At one point in 2017, the proficiency in math in Baltimore City was 0.0. And you bring up a great point. The billions of dollars that have been pumped into Baltimore generationally is, where's the ROI? There is none. It's funneled to certain people.
Very good. Thanks for the call. Appreciate that. Jeff in Phoenix. And coming up next, Chicago seems to be next in the crosshairs for the National Guard. It's 7:30. Time for news headlines. In for Bruce Elliott, here's Julie Ryder.
Good morning. The family of Dante Melton Jr. plans to sue over his death while in Baltimore police custody. Melton died in June after officers detained him during an apparent mental health crisis and waited nearly an hour for medics who never arrived due to a citywide emergency dispatch outage. The Maryland Medical Examiner ruled his death a homicide. Melton's family attorney says the lawsuit will be filed once the Maryland Attorney General's Independent Investigations Division finishes examining the case. A suspect under arrest in connection with a shooting last month in West Baltimore, James Barrett's facing charges including attempted murder. Police say he shot a 26-year-old man on August 8th in the 1800 block of Edmondson Avenue. That victim was treated for a non-life-threatening gunshot wound. And President Trump wants to deploy the National Guard to Baltimore, saying the city is one of the most unsafe places anywhere in the world. During a Tuesday press conference, Trump called Baltimore a hellhole, but did not indicate if or when he would send troops to the city. Governor Wes Moore and the president exchanged words on social media last week. The president responded by saying if Moore needs help, he'll send in the troops like he did in D.C. and quickly clean up the crime. A federal court has denied U.S. Marshal protection for PSEG agents who are conducting land surveys for the proposed Maryland-Piedmont Reliability Project. PSEG requested protection last month, claiming surveyors were being threatened by property owners. PSEG wants to build 67 miles of high-voltage transmission lines through privately owned lands in parts of Baltimore, Carroll, and Frederick counties, despite objections from residents and many local lawmakers. Landowners say they are committed to protecting their farms, forests, and families. The New Jersey-based PSEG says the project is needed to prevent future energy shortages. Coming up next, a check of traffic plus the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
Hey, Maryland business owners, listen up. You're already paying into the Empower Maryland program through your utility bill, so why not cash in on the benefits? If your facility uses outdated lighting, you could qualify for 100% free LED lighting upgrades, no strings attached. Now, that means zero equipment costs, zero installation costs, zero hassle for you. Now, this offer is now available only to businesses. So, for any office, warehouse, retail store, house of worship, government building, any commercial properties, these new LEDs can slash your energy bills by up to 50%, reduce maintenance, and brighten your workplace. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED, and schedule your survey. That's 855-4-FREE-LED. Don't miss out. When the program's over, so is the savings. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Get started on your new LED upgraded lighting for zero cost and energy savings. Call now.
Last night's lottery numbers, the pick 3036 and the pick 48976. Now it's traffic and weather on the threes with Chuck Whitaker.
All is well at the Bay Bridge. We're looking at you live here westbound after Route 8, and you're clear over through Sandy Point, over towards Richie Highway, the Severn River Bridge. Now the morning backup has arrived southbound I-97 at Route 32. That will be the normal delay down through the bridge at 178. The other construction area, which is a pain in the neck, is underway now. Hartford County, they work during drive time. Northbound 95 at Route 24, they block the right lane almost a mile back up through there. Hard to figure. Just can't understand it. Baltimore City Fire just rolled up on a wreck. I think this might be a rescue. Green Spring Avenue in the area at Cold Spring Lane. We'll get some more information on that. Beltway, you're crawling. 20 to 25 minute delay southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off cool for your Wednesday morning with temps in the 50s and 60s. As we head toward the afternoon, look for slightly warmer conditions, highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Tracking our next chance for rain coming on Thursday afternoon, and temps will be warmer as well. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Clutch hitting hasn't been a strong suit for the Birds this season, but it certainly was for Emmanuel Rivera last night in San Diego.
Cashed in a pair with a single. Rivera again up the middle, delivers. In to score Henderson. Mountcastle right behind him. Two more runs knocked in by Rivera.
Yes, indeed. Ben Wagner had the call on Masson. A pair of two-out, two-run singles for Rivera last night, powering the Birds behind Tyler Wells to a 6-2 win over the Padres. Through his interpreter, Rivera on keeping sharp, waiting for the opportunity to play.
Yeah, well, I'm always like that. You know, I have the bat in my hands at all times, you know, just doing what I can to stay ready for whenever the team needs me.
And he certainly did last night. Daytime baseball for you today at 4:10 p.m. as the Birds go for the sweep with Kate Povich on the hill for Baltimore. Elsewhere in baseball, the Yankees feasting on two last-place clubs to climb within 2.5 back of first in the American League East. But last night, it got a little bit tougher against the Astros.
High fly ball. Altuve back on the track, looking up. See ya! A grand slam for Grisham. His magical season continues.
Michael Kay had the call on the YES Network. Trent Grisham's second grand slam in 5 days, powering the Yankees to a 7-1 win over the Astros. Both the Red Sox and the Yanks now within 2.5 of Toronto in the American League East. Injury intrigue played before every game by every team every week in the National Football League. Not to divulge info and give your opponent anything more than they need to know. And so it was yesterday. John Harbaugh at the mic, when he was asked about injuries, was tight-lipped. clipped, but offered this quip.
You might get a little more on Friday, just because you'll know who hasn't practiced. They haven't practiced. They're unlikely to play. Unless they've been playing all the way up to that point, then maybe they'll play. So I probably won't tell you for sure, unless I feel like it's obvious that everybody knows already. So that's where we're at with that. How's that? Does that make sense?
Not at all. Neither Patrick Ricard nor Jair Alexander practiced on Monday. Ricard hasn't practiced since August 18th. Alexander not since August 9th. And a sidebar, during his time in Green Bay over the last 4 years, Jair Alexander has missed exactly half, 34 of a 68 possible games. And then finally, news from the WNBA, and it's still not good for Caitlin Clark. As with only a week left in the regular season, the fever guard still has not cleared for practice. She has not played in any contact drills. The 2024 Rookie of the Year has been sidelined since June 15th with a right groin injury. The time now is 7:37 when we return, battling the curse of Drake.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member Pacific.
I mean, I think it's good to have money. So here's the situation. Yannick Sinner enters the quarterfinals tonight at Flushing Meadow in the U.S. Open. Not only does he have to deal with Lorenzo Musetti, who's a tough opponent tonight, but apparently Drake, the rapper, has a $300,000 bet on Sinner to win the U.S. Open. Now, in and of itself, that's fine, but apparently it's a thing called the Curse of Drake. Drake is known for betting heavy on tennis matches and losing. He's about $115,000 down on the season, and this isn't the first season he's been betting. So Sinner
now... Who did he bet in Wimbledon?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I'm not sure, to be honest. But anyway, so he's got $300,000 on Sinner. Sinner has enough on his plate because he's got Carlos Alcaraz if he gets by Musetti. And so here it is now. So I did the math on this, okay? The net worth of Drake is $250 million. He's betting $300,000. That's 0.012% of his net worth. For a person, an average person in the United States of America whose net worth is about $200,000, that would be about a $50 bet.
Wow.
So that's that, but that is what Drake is betting.
Or a $10 bet for you.
Actually, half that to five.
A fiver.
I think I need a raise.
All right. That's amazing. Thanks, Gary.
$300,000.
Appreciate that. Wow. Take a phone call. Susan Middle River. Good morning, Sue.
Hey, good morning. What a good interlay right behind Jeff McDonald. He did a great job on Monday. I called into his show, too. So I did a little survey on Sunday, and with the question, do you support the National Guard in Baltimore? It was overwhelmingly yes, and people told me what areas they should be in Baltimore City and Silver Spring, like all around. It was crazy.
Was that last part? You kind of dropped out.
It was people were telling me what area of the city to deploy the National Guard in, and they included Silver Spring in the deployment. It was interesting.
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, look, there are people, the National Guard, they're all over the city of Washington, and they're in Anacostia, they're in Columbia Heights, they're all over the place, and including within the steps of away from the monument. So the idea here is that physical presence is a deterrent, and they've had now close to, I think, 1,800 arrests, yes. Taken off hundreds of illegal guns and drugs, and they've taken off illegal aliens. Murderers, rapists, you name it, and they're having great success.
Yeah, I was in Washington on Thursday, and I saw the National Guard and thanked them for being there. They were all at the entrance to Union Station. It was wonderful. And they said to me, thanks for saying that. They really, you know, it's nice to be appreciated.
That's a good point. Sue, thanks for the call. Appreciate that.
I can't agree more with Sue. I mean, she's spot on. Federal troops, as far as I'm concerned, Sean, they can't make it to Baltimore soon enough. I mean, the people in Baltimore, they need to make Baltimore safer. The residents and the citizens, they deserve to live, work, enjoy themselves in safety. And absolutely, they should be there. It's time for action. No more press conferences and talk from the governor and from the mayor.
let's have some real action.
May have to wait, though, for what's happening or about to happen in Chicago. President Trump said they're going in.
Well, we're going in. I didn't say when. We're going in. When you lose, look, I have an obligation. This isn't a political thing. I have an obligation. When we lose, when 20 people are killed over the last 2.5 weeks and 75 are shot with bullets. So let me tell you a little story about a place called D.C., District of Columbia, right here where we are. It's now a safe zone.
Yeah, it is a safe zone. And people who live there that I know personally and who work there, they applaud it. They praise it. Even Muriel Bowser, the progressive mayor of Washington, praising President Trump. But the Illinois governor, he says that Trump is insulting Chicagoans.
He is insulting the people of Chicago by calling our home a hellhole. And anyone who takes his word at face value is insulting Chicagoans, too.
And Pritzker goes on to say he's not picking up the phone to ask Trump to help protect his citizens.
No, I will not call the president asking him to send troops to Chicago. I've made that clear already.
And then there's the communist mayor of Chicago, Brandon Johnson. Does this sound like insurrection to you?
Oh, are you prepared to defend this land that was built by slaves, a land that was built by indigenous people, a land that is built by workers? Are you prepared to defend this land? The people united will always prevail. I need you all to stand firm, to stand strong, if this president decides to continue to break this Constitution.
Now, first off, the slaves did not build Chicago. That's just a factual error on the part of this guy.
He's an absolute disgrace, incompetent. We'll get to him, I'm sure, in a minute.
Yes, we will. 743. Traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the King, Chuck Greer. By the way, we do need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News. Give us a call right now. Reserve your spot. 410-922-6680 or 1-800-WCBM-680. Now on to the traffic.
Brought to you as a service of the Liberty Ship, John W. Brown, docked at the Inner Harbor in Baltimore. If you're going up 95 into Harford County, that construction zone, they work during the rush hour. Northbound at Route 24 at Exit 76. Nothing major at the tunnels right now, but you're still backed up to the area of the city-county line. 25 to 30-minute delays now, both on 95 and 895. That area of the Beltway, if you could just see the picture from Park Heights Avenue to Route 40 and Frederick Road, both sides of the Beltway just jammed up. And I'm talking speeds 5-6 miles an hour in that area. No new problems there, but it's just still recovering from earlier delays on that side. Your Parkville side back up in the normal spot, Bel Air Road around towards Providence Road. Right now, the JFX is clear. City Fire was out with the wreck. They're on Greenspring Avenue, not too far from Cold Spring Lane. Cruise back to 1942. You'll enjoy a day on the bay aboard Baltimore's best-kept secret, the Liberty Ship John W. Brown. On Saturday, September 13th, you cruise, relax, and explore, and history and machinery will come alive. Ticket information, ssjohnwbrown.org. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, a mild start to the day, highs near 80 and in the heat, and some of that humidity start to creep back in. Maybe a chance of some rain tomorrow, 85, and then staying in the 80s on Friday as well as we head into the weekend. Right now, sunny, 59 in Parkville and 59 in Pasadena. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will win a WCBM 100th anniversary t-shirt and coffee mug. Our contestant this morning, Sue in Federalsburg. Good morning, Sue.
Good morning.
And would you like to go first, second, third, or last?
I'm going to be safe and go last.
All right. And good luck to you. Here are your three stories. Story one, a Maryland man was injured after his pet buffalo attacked him in St. Mary's County. His entire 43-year tenure of owning the buffalo, he never had an incident like he did Monday night when he was feeding one of his two buffalo, and one of the buffalo turned on him for some strange reason. He was slightly injured before the buffalo was taken, and he was sent to the hospital. Story two, city officials in Chicago relieved to get some unexpectedly positive news following the holiday weekend. As Chicago shootings are reportedly down. Apparently the guy, the statistician that works for Chicago in the city keeping the stats, he got shot. So he failed to show up to work over the after the weekend, and so the numbers now are not available. And story number three, a woman police said was the victim of a bizarre crime in Florida is speaking out. Authorities say a 20-year-old man hit her with his SUV soon after she declined to let him smell her feet. The woman was selling her shoes when the man showed up to buy a pair of used sneakers. He also asked if he could sniff her feet. She didn't feel comfortable with that. Chuck, where were you?
Was that in Florida, you said?
Yes, on Sunday afternoon.
I thought so.
That wasn't me, because I would have felt like a heel asking that question.
Yes. Apparently, after they had to call a tow truck.
Jumping up a new restaurant called the Smelly Arches.
All right, here we go.
Story. You know, it's out of control again.
Yes, it is. Maryland man injured after pet buffalo attacks him. Story two, Chicago shootings down as the official guy who keeps track of the shootings gets shot. Or story three, woman says she got run over after spurning a man's request to sniff her feet. All right, we'll start with Delegate Mangione today.
Well, three, knowing that Chuck's in Florida right now, seems possible. So I'm going to go.
That's nice. See how you corrupted him now.
I'm sorry, Chuck.
Nina, I thought you were not corruptible.
I'm going to go with number two.
Nina goes for story number two. Kristen?
Yeah, I think anything is possible in Florida, and I've never heard of buffalo being in Maryland, but there are a lot of interesting animals on farms in the farmland, so I think I will also go with number two.
All right, Chuck?
You actually think they're buffalo in Buffalo? I'm just asking a question. You know, if you're going to go that far, there may be no buffalo in Maryland, but are there buffalo in Buffalo?
Well, don't forget the Howard University mascot is a bison, so...
That's close enough.
They're in D.C.,
I understand that. I know where that is.
Okay.
All right. Two, please.
Chuck also goes for two. Sue in Federalsburg.
Well, number one, you said the buffalo went to the hospital?
Yeah, actually, the buffalo is... the man went to the hospital. The buffalo has been detained.
So I'm going to go with number two also.
All right, Sue also goes for story number two. Nobody votes for story number one, the man injured by the pet buffalo attack. That is a true story. Story number two, the Chicago official shot in charge of the shooting stats. Yeah, that is our fake news story of the day. Congratulations, Sue, and the entire panel. Sniff that one out. So we'll put you on hold and tell you how to get your prize.
Wow.
Yeah, it helps that Chicago's been on the map with everything Trump, because I saw the headline was 58 shootings. Governor Pritzker, nothing, no worries, don't worry. 58 shootings over the weekend.
Exactly. All right, Chuck, seeing a couple, appreciate that. By the way, when you've lost Joe Scarborough, when you've lost MSNBC, that means you probably have lost America. Here's what Joe, his advice for Governor Pritzker.
You know, I actually think that J.B. Pritzker should do something radical. I think he should pick up the phone, call the president, and say, you know and I know, you don't have the constitutional authority to deploy the National Guard here and to police my... You can do that in D.C., you can't do that in Chicago. But let's partner up. These are the most dangerous parts of my state. We would love to figure out how to have a partnership that's constitutional, that respects the sort of balance of federalism between the federal government and the state government. And let's work together to save lives. Because right now, just the, hey, nothing to see here moving along. No problem here. Hey, Donald Trump, we don't need you. And, you know, the mayor talking about we're going to protect people's dignity in our city. We'll protect their lives.
Yeah, protect. What's more important? Isn't it? You know, protecting people's lives should come first and foremost. And let's say, okay, you disagree with President Trump. But, you know, here's the problem. You know, Chicago had, what, 900 murders or whatever last year? And they say the crime rate is down. Okay, so it's 600 this year. Whatever. The problem is, that's still 600 murders. That's way too many. Wouldn't you want to try to get that down all the way to zero? And shouldn't you be, everything that you should be doing should keep that stat in mind? Just saying. 7:50, 10 before the hour, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Hi.
It's Kim Klasick. When I think appliances, I think Town Appliance off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. You'll meet Mayor and Mayor. They'll help you make the best choice, whether you're remodeling or replacing. They'll guide you through all their appliances like GE, Cafe, Monogram, Whirlpool, Electrolux, Gen Air, Bosch, and over 70 trusted brands to choose from. Whatever fits your style and budget. A family-run store that actually treats you like family. So skip the big box chaos, go where service still matters. And take it from me. Be prepared to be amazed like I was. TownAppliance.com. Powered by family, trusted by yours.
Finding assisted living is tricky enough without someone trying to trick you. That's why at Lorien, they don't tell you one thing on the tour, then something else after you move in. They tell you exactly what to expect, from their transparent pricing to their robust available medical care with a licensed nurse on site 24 hours a day. Lorien was Maryland's first assisted living location over 45 years ago, and they strive to be Maryland's most reassuring now. Their pricing calculator provides a great start. Try it online at LorienMakesSense.com.
Maid Pro, how can I help you today?
Oh my gosh, I called the wrong maid service, and now I'm in very deep trouble with my wife.
Maid Pro is here to help.
I need someone that is professional and takes the job seriously, no funny business.
All Maid Pro cleaners are background checked, bonded and insured, and are professionally trained in Maid Pro University. Maid Pro's 49-point checklist ensures that every cleaning is perfect every time.
I wish I called Maid Pro to begin with. I would not be in the doghouse today.
Make the right choice in maid service the first time.
Mention Arnold.
And your fifth cleaning is free. MaidPro.com. Maid Pro, squeaky clean, celebrity voice impersonated.
At WCBM, we stand for freedom, hard work, and the businesses that keep our community strong. The local businesses that support WCBM share our values. They believe in you, just like you believe in America. So when you need a service, a product, or a meal out, support the businesses that support WCBM. Your dollars stay local, help hardworking Americans, and keep conservative talk radio alive. Check out our trusted sponsors at WCBM.com and tell them you heard them on WCBM, because when we stand together, we thrive together.
Your next news update is minutes away at the top of the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
7:53 once again, dealing either with the thrill of victory or the agony of defeat. Oh. Chuck Whitaker.
Oh. I would have thought that first guy would have heard that buffalo coming blowing his horn.
All right, Chuck, what's happening?
I don't really know. Who cares one way or the other? Both the tunnels just looked again southbound. This is backed up now. There's nothing going on here, but we're backed up to the city-county line now on 95 and 895. So 30-minute delays from there just to get into the tunnel and come out on the other side. That's a big problem. JFX, not a problem. The wreck in the city had a rescue. They've narrowed it down now to Green Spring Avenue and Shirley Avenue. That's up on the northwest side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, a mild start to the day today, and we're up near 80. Right now we're looking at 65. Mostly cloudy in Stevensville, 61 in Middle River. Coming up the top of the hour, another victim of Baltimore crime speaking out. And we also take a look at big vote last night, the Baltimore County Council, and the latest on the PSEG request to have U.S. Marshals accompany them to your land to try to take it at that point. But I know that Delegate Man Jenny wanted to talk a little bit about Brandon Johnson's rant moments ago.
Just the Scarborough's. Well, I agree with working together, like Scarborough said, that'd be far better than Trump having to sending the guard by himself. But at the same time, 58 shot, we established earlier, he has the authority to protect the people, and 58 shot is certainly more evidence. But Brandon Johnson, Sean, this is the problem. Brandon Johnson's, I would say, the worst mayor in the country. Lots of us would agree with that. But that audio you played, it's just further proof, nothing will ever change if the people of Chicago keep voting in these, I would say, deflectors, this absolute race baiter. He deflects from the real issues. He starts the race bait. He's an incompetent failure. You had 58 shot over the weekend, and he is discussing slavery from 150 years ago, indigenous people from hundreds of years ago, and that is not how problems get solved in these major cities. Serious issues, obviously crime being number one, failures in education number two, and this guy, this incompetent mayor, is sitting here somehow trying to blame the institution of slavery. It is a disgrace. None of the problems ever get fixed, and it deflects, and he uses race to do it every single time. Serious problems do not get addressed, and it is time for drastic measures, and that is what President Trump is trying to do, and he's spot on, but he gets no help from the governor and the mayor.
You're absolutely right about that. And the other thing is that the left, just speaking of deflectors, they're deflecting this, oh, Trump just out to punish blue states and you know, like Maryland and California and New York and Illinois. And what about the red states? What about red states that have crime problems? And I would say, yeah, there are red states that have crime problems, but
in the Democrats and controlled cities.
The Democrats, these are blue cities in red states. Memphis, Tennessee, for instance, New Orleans, Louisiana, Philadelphia, in the swing states of Michigan, Detroit, again, Atlanta in Georgia, and you look at Milwaukee in Wisconsin. So these are blue-controlled areas. They don't have any clue how to crack down on crime.
Milwaukee has that far-left governor now, I think, still, right?
The Wisconsin's far left governor, but the mayor of Milwaukee is a far left Democrat. Absolutely. Yep. So over the weekend state fair, there was a brawl. 50 to 60 teens were at it outside the fair, and they even assaulted a police officer. The mother of the victim, her name is Ariel Lawson. She said she really felt afraid for her daughter, who was beaten up pretty badly.
And I tried to reach out to the parents. I wanted to talk to the parents to see why, what was going on, why did you allow this to happen, to find some reasoning, and like, you know, these kids, this shouldn't even have happened.
Yeah, and it shouldn't have happened, but it does happen, and it happens because Pastor P.M. Smith hits the nail on the problem. This kind of respect for life, for each other, starts in the home.
Young folk learn respect for authority in their homes first.
Yeah. And apparently, in many homes, that does not happen, and so there's been great debate. Should we hold the parents accountable?
That child's first ugly attitude didn't begin with criminal behavior. Behavior that amounted to juvenile or criminal didn't begin that day. That child has been building up to that, and that parent either didn't check it, closed their eyes to it, or co-signed it.
Yeah. He's absolutely right about that. And, of course, the big debate is, how do you hold parents accountable? Well, the first thing you do, you've got to hold the juveniles that are engaging in these behaviors, these activities, these crimes. You got to hold them accountable.
There should be a consequence. And that consequence should be imposed, if not inflicted, by their parents.
And it's amazing. We've heard Ivan Bates. We've discussed this here on the show, and we heard Ivan Bates, you know, toy with this idea of somehow holding the parents accountable, but he just can't seem to light the spark here for some strange reason. Can't bring himself to actually, I don't know whether the city council has to pass a resolution or Maryland General Assembly probably would have to pass a law, I would imagine, unless, of course, the parent is guilty of violating an already existing law.
Yeah, I mean, I would imagine there's very little support, unfortunately, in the general scene of asylum, but I agree with the pastor. He's spot on, because this is, I just want to add this hat tip to Precinct 7, the police for Baltimore County Police Force. They are in charge of doing all the police. So it's not a countywide effort, although they fill in the gaps with county officers. But Precinct 7 is, they have a command center, they have drones, they have a helicopter, so they do a hell of a job. But these unruly I guess they were teenagers. They cannot just simply have a good time without getting out of control. And the pastor's right. There has to be more accountability, and the parents have to do a better job, because the police, they didn't. There was 50,000 people at the fair on Saturday.
Stick with us. It's 8 o'clock on the Morning Drive.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump is sounding the alarm over a federal court ruling declaring his tariffs illegal.
The president said his administration is appealing to the U.S. Supreme Court and said it's imperative justices reverse the lower court ruling.
If that decision would be lost, it would be an economic disaster for the United States.
Appearing on the Scott Jennings Show on the Salem Radio Network, the president said the U.S. would be at a huge disadvantage without his ability to impose tariffs. A federal appeals court has ruled that Donald Trump illegally used emergency powers to impose sweeping tariffs, but left them in place for now. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A boatload of drugs bound for the U.S. blown to bits by the American military in the Southern Caribbean. President Trump says a vessel was hit in international waters after departing Venezuela. The leaders of Russia and North Korea meet and confer on the occasion of a massive military parade in China's capital.
The Kremlin says that Russian President Vladimir Putin and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un met formally for a one-on-one meeting in Beijing, traveling from a reception to the bilateral in the same car. Putin also invited Kim to visit Russia again. Earlier, the two leaders attended a major military parade marking the 80th anniversary of the end of World War II. According to South Korean assessments, since last year, North Korea has sent around 15,000 troops to Russia and has provided large quantities of military equipment, including ballistic missiles and artillery, to help bolster Russia's war in Ukraine. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And as Putin watched the parade, Russia continued launching attacks on Ukraine, firing more than 500 drones, two dozen missiles at its neighbor. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are 6 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Reverse mortgage, those two words cause most people to respond in a negative way without thinking. Quite frankly, I thought the same, and I found out I was wrong about these unique tools for retirement planning. Read the book I read. It's called Home Equity and Reverse Mortgages, the Cinderella of the Baby Boomer Retirement, provided by Movement Mortgage, a valued partner. If you're in or close to retirement, you owe it to yourself, whether you need money or not, to learn how to properly use the equity in your home the right way. If you want more cash flow, or simply want to eliminate a mortgage payment, or you would like to see if you can save on income taxes, get this book for free today by going to movement.com/Dinesh or call Movement Mortgage today. 580-REVERSE. That's 580-738-3773.
Movement Mortgage LLC supports Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS number 39179. For licensing information, please visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
Good morning. It's 8:03 with the latest check of traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
JFX is a little slow south of Ruxton Road through the city county line. No reports of any problems south of there, but it looks like it gets a little better after Cold Spring Lane and eventually into downtown. Not too far away in the city, big rescue there with an accident, Green Spring Avenue at Shirley Avenue. Now we've come down to the normal delays on the Beltway, Parkville side, on the side going up from about Liberty Road up into Pikesville, and then 795 down through Frederick Road on the west side. The tunnels right now with big backups southbound, 30-minute delays moving south from the city county line. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off cool for your Wednesday morning with temps in the 50s and 60s. As we head toward the afternoon, look for slightly warmer conditions, highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Tracking our next chance for rain coming on Thursday afternoon, and temps will be warmer as well. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm Julie Ryder with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Baltimore County Police are investigating the deaths of a woman and a man in Parkville as a possible murder-suicide. Police were called to a home on Avondale Road for a welfare check Tuesday morning and found 28-year-old Kylie Long dead at the scene. Long's ex-boyfriend, 29-year-old Terrell Pryor, was found with an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. He was pronounced dead at a hospital. The Office of the Chief Medical Officer is conducting an exam to determine the causes and manners of the deaths. The Baltimore County Council has approved a charter amendment that would create an independent board to select an inspector general. Councilman Izzy Patoko sponsored the legislation in an effort to take politics out of the selection process. He introduced the measure in July after controversy surrounding County Executive Kathy Klausmeier's appointment of Khadija Walker over current IG Kelly Madigan in a process that was criticized for a lack of transparency. Patoko and other members of the council voted against Walker by a vote of 5-2 in August. The charter amendment will now be placed on the ballot for residents to vote on in 2026. Coming up next, it's Dine on Sports.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buying as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Gary Stein on Sports.
805 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. Good night for the Birds last night in a 6-2 win over the Padres. Tough night, though, for the rookie catcher.
Bases loaded now, one out. Samuel Basayo.
Another opportunity for Basayo. Runners in scoring position.
Swing and a miss, and he struck him out. Basayo strikes out for the second time tonight.
Don Osio with the call on Padres TV. That was in the fifth inning. Basayo on the night striking out twice with runners on, leaving five stranded in all, but Emmanuel Rivera picked him up with a pair of two-run singles as the Birds win at 6-2. It's daytime baseball this afternoon with Cade Povich on the hill for 10 p.m. from Petco Park. The Orioles going for the sweep of San Diego. Sunday night in Buffalo will, of course, bring back memories for Ravens tight end Mark Andrews of the unkind variety. Left tackle Ronnie Stanley was asked about his teammate as the opener now is just 4 days away.
You know, he's not going to let one moment, you know, one, you know, bad thing happen to set him back. You know, he's a true warrior. He's going to push forward through those moments, and I know he's excited to prove himself, you know, and everyone else that he's still that guy.
That is an 8:20 game Sunday night in Buffalo. And finally, good to see the local products make good, and that was certainly the case Saturday in College Park. Terps and Owls, you know about quarterback Malik Washington and what he did. How about freshman edge rusher Sidney Stewart out of Concordia Prep in Towson?
Veldkamp from his own end zone.
Off the edge, Joe B. had the call on BTN, Maryland's first defensive safety since 2019. Coming up in 30 minutes, an Army football player, heroic, off the field. And that is Stein on Sports.
When it's hot in Maryland, I've got one name I trust, Farnan and Dermer, the Comfort Guys. These folks have been keeping homes cool since 1902. That's five generations of family-run service that you can count on. Need same-day AC repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered with 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. And hey, tell them Gary told you to call. It might just help. Just $99 for an AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com. From Milford Mill to Owings Mills, Memorial Park to Brooklyn Park. This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And welcome back. 410-922-6680 is the number, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at themorningdrive@WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Bruce is off on vacation. Delegate Nino Mangione is sitting in and co-hosting here throughout the rest of the week. Coming up in this hour, Judge denying PSEG's request for U.S. Marshals to accompany them onto people's property during their surveillance of their land that they want to take anyway. We'll take a look at that. Also, another victim of crime in Baltimore speaking out in favor of National Guard troops coming to the city. But top story here in this hour is that Baltimore County Council had a number of votes last night. And I know you're a county council candidate. I want to get your thoughts on some of these votes. The first is this charter amendment that would have an independent review board be the one to vet, nominate, and or hire the inspector general. They want to put that to the public for a public vote. That passed unanimously. This is clearly out of the absolute mess that Johnny Olszewski, Kathy Klossmeyer, Julian Jones, and others have created with the Kelly Madigan situation and Khadijah Walker.
Yeah, that was that is a reaction to the complete embarrassment that exactly you just mentioned. What a disgrace that was with how they handled that situation. All stemming coming back from, obviously, John Olszewski, the former county executive, the new county executive, Klaus Meyer. And the way that whole thing was bungled, so now they're looking for more independence, and I agree with that. That was the right vote. I'm glad that's happening. And it's also, though, however, a lot of people... So, okay, Sean, this all became about Madigan and became about Klaus Meyer, but none of this became about the Democrat machine that has controlled Baltimore County politics for almost the last 40 years, which is, mind you, and we'll talk more about this, I'm sure, in the next couple of weeks as we kick off here, but Pat Dyer, or somebody like Pat, we need a new county executive. And Republicans, the people of Baltimore County have to give Republicans a chance to lead, to stop that type of politics, because that's what it was. It was the machine at work, and this bill, granted it's bipartisan, is all designed, or this amendment, charter amendment, to undo the damage by the Democrat machine.
Yeah, and the one-party rule is never good, and we see it in other states. Louisiana is known for its corruption. Maryland now is probably the more corrupt state out of the two. One-party rule, you know, as a delegate, you've been down there for a number of years. You've seen how the machine rolls over Republicans. I know they're putting up some semblance of a battle, but when you don't have the numbers, you don't have the numbers. And the same thing is happening in Baltimore County, and we want to stop that and make sure that there is an opposition party, that there are. Now, some of the Democrats on the county council seem to be a little bit more reasonable.
I have to say, they seem a lot more reasonable than what you have in Annapolis. Absolutely.
That is for sure. Except, I'm concerned about Julian Jones, who is now going to be running for county executive in the next year. Last night, they passed by a 6-1 vote the council resolution urging the Maryland General Assembly to allow the Inspector General to review Baltimore County Public Schools for waste, fraud, and abuse. And I think there is a gold mine there in discovery of waste, fraud, and abuse. And the only one voting against it was Julian Jones.
See, it doesn't make sense here because the Baltimore County Board of Education holds the legal authority to set the policy, and almost half of the county budget goes towards education. So to me, the more accountability, the more ability that an inspector general has to dive into that, because the school board has a lot of power, and they're spending the money. I mean, the county executive will approve it in the council, but the money and the ideas and everything behind the actual school policy stems from the school board. So giving the inspector general more authority to review and go in there and find waste, fraud, and abuse seems like a very good thing to me.
All right, so that was the vote last night. Most of the, I think the only unanimous vote was the to set up the independent review board, if you will. There were a number of other votes, like residency requirements and things of that nature, all passing 6-1. Again, Julian Jones, the lone voice in the wilderness of opposition to common sense reforms for the Inspector General. 8:13, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, the king of all traffic is here, Chuck Whitaker.
Well, now you had to go and do it and get a wreck on the Beltway now. Jeez, unbelievable. Outer Loop, south of Wilkins Avenue, between there and 95. Fire department is there right now. They're blocking the left-hand lane. That area of the Beltway is really wide and a big median, so everybody's pretty much in the median, but one of the medic units is sitting there kind of crowding the left-hand lane. So they're blocking the left-hand lane. We were all clear south of Route 40 through Frederick Road. Now that is backed up, which in turn is going to back up the Beltway again even more back towards 795. So once you get down to Wilkins Avenue, stay to the center and the right. I think Baltimore County just went out on another wreck. I haven't seen it yet. Inner Loop between Bel Air Road and 95, so we'll check on that. Your tunnel traffic is still looking at 30 minutes plus on the southbound side. City Fire and City Police, they're still there with the rescue at Green Spring Avenue at Shirley Avenue. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for your hump day today, Wednesday, mild start. They're up in the low 80s today. Tomorrow, heat and humidity return, bringing a chance for rain. Highs in the mid-80s, and then Friday, pretty much staying in the 80s as well. And right now, we're looking at cloudy skies, 61 in Millersville, and it is 66 in Stevensville. And time to see which Democrat will emerge from the Democrat clown EV. Ladies and gentlemen, please direct your attention under the big top to the center ring where there is a small EV that we think may or may not have been fully charged, but it's there and is packed full of progressives and liberals and Democrats, elected officials, media types, etc., and makes a series of left-hand turns before finally rolling to a stop because it is out of juice, out popping the Minnesota governor, Tampon Tim Walz, who was speculating about the death of President Trump over the weekend.
And we continue to fight for the middle class. So thank you all for coming out today. Thank you for believing in these times, because look, I get it. You get up in the morning and you doom scroll through things, and although I will say this, the last few days you woke up thinking there might be news. Just saying. There will be news sometime, just so you know. There will be news. But the biggest thing we can do is, and our kids demanded of it, let's stand up for the democracy. Let's stand up for we know what's right. Let's stand up for our neighbors. Let's stand up and don't let them take our kindness as weakness. We can be kind and still kick the living shit out of them. You can do both those things. So I encourage you, continue to make the fight. Thank you all for...
All right, I got it.
I don't know if that played.
I didn't get it on the stream, but I got it on the air, so that's my fault. Should have identified that. Sorry, but there's Tampon Tim, who, if it wasn't just humiliating and embarrassing enough for him on the campaign trail, now he's openly speculating about the death of President Trump. It's just
and talking about beating the S out of him while talking about how we can be kind.
Yes.
Within 15 seconds, he laughs and jokes about the guy dying, and then he says, but we can be kind, and then he says, let's kick the S-H-I out of him.
There he is. Get back to the clown car, you big clown, Tampon Tim Walz. Just amazing. Yeah, who knows? That may be where the whole thing started with the rumors of Trump's demise. Just unbelievable. So back to the county council here for just a second, because I want to get complete some thoughts on this. And look, I think what they voted for last night was, again, much needed reform. But there's a lot more. And I think, well, to your point, Nino, about the Democrat Party machine. It is a machine. You watched how this whole thing unfolded. Johnny Zero going to Congress and then handpicked, again, it was the county council that handpicked his successor, but wink, wink, we all knew who it was going to be. Kathy Klossmeyer, whose better days have passed her by. Let's be honest here. I don't think she kind of reminds me of the female Joe Biden a little bit. But that being said, this is the machine at its worst. And unless, you know, Republicans and common sense Democrats and independents, if you want the same thing that happened to your state to happen to Baltimore County, then sit back and do nothing. Or you can go out there and get some fresh blood in there. You mentioned Pat Dyer, who is maybe a county executive candidate or may already have. I don't think he's announced yet, but I think he's contemplating a run.
Yeah, he's making a big announcement. Actually, we're making a big announcement together on September 25th. It'll be at the Timonium Fairgrounds with Kevin Ford, who's running for the Maryland State Senate in District 42. And listen, Pat is the type of guy, he's outside of politics, which I think a lot of people are starting. He's a businessman, right? And I think in Baltimore County, people are very open to the idea of somebody coming in from outside of politics. Let's look on the Democratic side, right? You have three councilmen running for the county executive. On the Republican side, there's going to be a number of people run, obviously, but right when Pat Dyer, who I'm fully in support of running together, he's a businessman who knows how to accomplish things, get things done, and he's coming from outside of the machine, similar, not obviously there's only one Donald Trump, but to in a situation where you can look at things with a totally new perspective and try to figure out where we can improve in the county and not have this connection and tie to how politics as usual has always worked. And again, the machine. Now, the county may not have always been as liberal as the state. However, as you just mentioned and pointed out, it is going that way.
Yeah. And it's amazing to me because, you know, I think it's made it very difficult for people to ever vote for standard politicians in the future. You yourself came out from a family business and running for a delegate in the House. Donald Trump, a businessman, president. We have Ed Hale, a businessman, now coming out running for governor, and Pat Dyer, another businessman, running for county executive. I think people are tired of hearing the same old, political speak, especially from machine politics.
And especially when you see the results right in front of you in the Baltimore County schools, for example, lots of issues there. You look at some of the crime that's increased in places like Towson. You see these fights outside. I mean, again, the fair is going to happen when you have 50,000 people in one day. But there are lots of issues in the county right now, and you need somebody that's going to be able to look at it from a new, fresh approach and approach it as if he does a business and can fix some of the problems.
And Julian Jones has already played his hand. He's already showed you that he is one an inspector general investigating.
He even mentioned something about the location. Why would we? Walker was coming in here from Virginia,
right,
and didn't really imply that she was going to move. And he kind of, I read earlier today, was like, why would you put this restriction?
It smacked the politics.
Of having a residence requirement that you
not
should live
doing
in
it. Not doing it smacks of politics.
I didn't
Democrat
get
politics.
I did not get that.
Day 21, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Huffman awnings are better. They are the talk of the town. They come in all styles and colors with the best guarantee around. Always remember Huffman. Call them any time of the day. 685-5687. Call John today. Our new address is 5113 Blair Road. We have the same phone number, 685-5687. Call us today for your new canvas or aluminum awnings. We will be awaiting your call. Thank you.
Huffman Awning Company, 5113 Bel Air Road. Call 410-685-5687. Huffman Awning Company, 410-685-5687. 410-685-5687.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch. IPSvirtual.com. Thank you again.
Are you looking for weekly updates about the economy, the stock market, or hearing about wealth planning topics? If so, tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 9:20 a.m. for the Morning Market Flash featuring Tim Herb, Senior Vice President and Financial Advisor at RBC Wealth Management. For immediate questions, call us at 855-360-VIEW. That's 855-360-VIEW. RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC. Registered investment advisor and member, NYSE FINRA SIPC.
Take WCBM wherever you go. Listen on 680 WCBM, WCBM.com, on the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
8:23, time for traffic and weather on the threes. Once more, the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
Wreck on the Beltway southwest side is still blocking the left-hand lane on the outer loop. It's between Wilkins Avenue and the ramp at 95. Now, the inner loop is now looking at it. They have all the lanes open, so that's going to back up to 95. The outer loop is staying to the right. It's only backed up to Frederick Road right now, so at least it didn't join the big backup coming down from 795 and through that area. But you'll have to stay to the right. And it looks like just now they've reopened that left-hand lane. So that's going to help out for the traffic there. You still have vehicles in the median, but they're well off the roadway. There's a new report of a problem. I'm not sure if this is a broken-down vehicle or debris. Inner loop at the ramp at Route 10 in Glen Burnie. Both the tunnels are still backed up to the city-county line. And the JFX, for some reason, I think a lot of this traffic on the expressway coming down the JFX is getting away from all these backups on the Beltway. So we're Ruxton Road down through the city-county line and even beyond on the JFX southbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, mild start to the day, highs near 80, and then some heat and humidity come back into the area tomorrow. 62 and cloudy right now in Parkville. It is 63 in Arnold. A federal judge now has denied PSEG's request seeking U.S. Marshals Service assistance for completion of these land surveys at six properties subject to the original judicial order. And, you know, I know you've been leading the battle here against this MPRP land grab, which, you know, at the end of the day, Governor Moore says he stands with the people when he's not on a yacht in Lake Como. So apparently he could stop this with a couple calls to the Public Service Commission. He's done squat. He's done doodly squat to stop this. You and others have been fighting tooth and nail to try to stop this, what I believe to be an illegal grab of people's property and land rights.
Yeah, I agree. The governor has been non-existent here. But on this issue, PSEG, I mean, they've contributed to this tension by, really, I would say, their bad behavior when they came into Maryland. They've been dishonest. They haven't been transparent. They misled. And the judge is right here. I don't know. I do not know whether it is the same judge or not, but the original judge made an awful decision in this case where there is no doubt that PSEG should not be invaded private property until, as you just mentioned, the Public Service Commission rules. So this judge that allowed them on this land, this poor ruling, the important thing is, Sean, it's under appeal. It should be stayed. That decision should be stayed until at least the appeal has been shut down. They've granted PSEG the ability to go on to private property without having the approvals from the Public Service Commission. I mean, I am against violence. I don't think it's the answer. I don't want to see anybody get hurt.
Right.
But the judge made a terrible mistake to allow this in the first place, and it stems from a lot of the anger. We all understand what's going on, this potential land grab. But I'm glad to see that U.S. Marshals aren't going to be forced or bullying our citizens.
Well, what's easy in the ruling isn't because it's the wrong thing to do. It's because, according to the court, given the limited resources of the U.S. Marshal Services, the court concludes the circumstances, at least at present, do not warrant sending U.S. Marshals to accompany PSEG and its agents to the respondent's property. So because U.S. Marshals don't have enough resources, that's the reason why the court has decided, kind of hiding behind that ruling a little bit. But I just think that this is Maryland, and Maryland has a history of sucking up people's lands for projects that they want. Look at the Twin Stadium,
and it's a very
in the city. I mean, there are a lot of people that have lost land and did not get proper compensation.
Which case was that? I'm sorry.
The Twin Stadiums.
Okay.
Yeah. So again, when powerful people want your land in Maryland, they usually get it.
Yeah, this case, I mean, we've been fighting this very hard, like you said, Sean, and it looks like just a little bit of an update from about a month ago is that the Public Service Commission are looking to push their time frame back, which is, it's good news. It doesn't mean we're going to win, but it certainly basically their reasoning is for more due diligence because they understand now the magnitude, not that they didn't at first, but the magnitude of everything that goes into the environmental impact, the stripping of our citizens' farmland, all for the data centers in Northern Virginia. So they're looking to push that back probably until sometime in 2027 is what it appears is going to happen. Will they make the decision when PSEG was trying to jam this down our throats and get a rush decision so they could start this right away so it would be pretty much too little too late to intervene?
Yeah. And again, we've heard others, you talk about putting the existing power lines on existing transmission towers. That's doable, but it's apparently more expensive, I guess. I don't know.
Underground was an option, but that's too expensive. But yeah, the cheapest,
but when you're talking about taking people's property, their farms, land that's been in their estates for years, they want to leave it to the next generation. It is mind boggling that we have a governor out there mouthing the words, "I will stand with the people. This will not stand. I am opposed to it." But I want to know specifically, what has he done to stop it? Are you aware of any action the governor has taken to stop this?
No, I'm not. The Public Service Commission is appointed, as you alluded to earlier, by the governor. So these guys, if the governor were to come out and say, you know what, this is a terrible project, this is the Maryland Public Service Commission who should decide what's best in the interest of the people of Maryland, this is going to benefit a lot of big companies, which, I mean, data centers are, I mean, there's, listen, Donald Trump is all in on the data centers. That's the future. We get that. However, Virginia is going to be the primary benefactor to this project, and the people of Maryland are going to get screwed. PSEG has misled. PJM has misled that this is necessary or we're going to see blackouts. The fact is, there's a county project, a tri-county project with BG&E, when they told us there'll be enough energy for the state of Maryland. So this is data centers benefiting in Northern Virginia. Maryland gets the shaft. PSC, your responsibility is to protect Marylanders. Say no to this project.
Yeah, it's not just Marylanders. New Jersey's gone through it as well with PJM. They're going back at it hard and pretty hard and fast as well. All right, coming up next, another Baltimore crime victim speaks out. And what about MS-13? Should the National Guard come in? Time for some news headlines. And for Bruce, once again, here's Julie Ryder.
Well, good morning. The family of Dante Melton Jr. plans to sue over his death while in Baltimore police custody. Melton died in June after officers detained him during an apparent mental health crisis and waited nearly an hour for medics who never arrived due to a citywide emergency dispatch outage. The Maryland Medical Examiner ruled his death a homicide. Melton's family attorney says the lawsuit will be filed once the Maryland Attorney General's Independent Investigations Division finishes examining the case. A Rollsdale woman has been sentenced to 6 years in federal prison for conspiracy to distribute controlled substances and money laundering. Terry Allen pleaded guilty, admitting that she supplied thousands of oxycodone pills to a Baltimore-area drug trafficking organization. Federal prosecutors say between 2017 and 2023, Allen received and spent more than $2 million through transactions on Zelle and Cash App. During a search of Allen's home, investigators found close to $40,000, drug ledgers, multiple controlled substances, and two firearms. Maryland's only Republican Congressman Andy Harris says President Trump is right to deploy National Guard troops to Baltimore. He says decades of failed liberal Democrat leadership have left Baltimore plagued by crime, poverty, and neglect. Harris says the federal government has the right and the duty to step in when local leaders won't act to keep Americans safe. And Maryland transportation officials are proposing a $21.5 billion six-year capital budget. That's a $300 million increase after 2 years of deep cuts. The boost is funded by new or higher fees approved by Governor Westmore and state lawmakers, including hikes to vehicle taxes and inspection costs. The added revenue helps secure federal matching funds for key projects. Coming up next, a check of traffic plus the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. Do you have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
These are last night's lottery numbers. The pick 3, 036. The pick 4, 8976. And now, traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
There's a new problem coming into Frederick on I-70. A report of an accident at exit 42. The word right now, just in the last 15 minutes, they've shut down the roadway on the eastbound side. And the data is showing a multi-mile backup right now for the traffic coming into Frederick as you're coming it eventually towards I-70 at 270, so we'll factor that in. The incident around I-10 and the Beltway was a wreck, so it's affecting the traffic on the Beltway. It's also affecting traffic on Route 10. The wreck on the outer loop of the Beltway after Wilkins Avenue is confined into the shoulder area. We're moving a little better now through there. Both the tunnels definitely looking at delays on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off cool for your Wednesday morning with temps in the 50s and 60s. As we head toward the afternoon, look for slightly warmer conditions, highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Tracking our next chance for rain coming on Thursday afternoon, and temps will be warmer as well. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
835 Sports brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. It'll be the slim man, Kate Povich, on the hill this afternoon for Baltimore at 4:10 p.m. as the Birds go for the sweep of the Padres in San Diego, one day after Tyler Wells made his long-anticipated season debut for Baltimore last night.
Like, it's kind of a glory to God moment. Because you kind of sit there and you start to kind of play the whole journey back in your head over and over on kind of everything that, you know, took place over this last, I think I saw someone say 508 days, which it's crazy how fast time flies.
Wells' first start of the season, indeed, since April of 24, five innings pitched last night, two runs allowed, his first W of the year for Tyler Wells. So now Wells and Bradish back in the rotation, at least for now, for Baltimore. For the Ravens, as they reconvene today in Owings Mills, the message could not be any clearer as Kyle Hamilton was asked what's next for him and his team with the season at hand.
Super Bowl. Really, I think, you know, you check a lot of boxes off hopefully throughout your football career, and not to my own horn, I feel like I've checked a good bit ever since high school, and Super Bowl still has yet to be checked. So, you know, that's the next one that I want to check off.
The Ravens have 78 wins since 2018, the most in a seven-season span without a Super Bowl trip in NFL history. Local college football, could this be Navy's year? Bringing back experience on both sides of the ball from a 10-3 squad a year ago that beat Oklahoma in the Armed Forces Bowl, Brian Newberry, the head coach, talks about his team, including Braxton Woods, the backup quarterback, and what a game he had Saturday against VMI.
Woodson, wow! Woodson explodes! Braxton Woodson!
Braxton Woodson is the backup quarterback behind Blake Horvath, and what a performance. The junior out of Altamont Springs, Florida, with 180 yards rushing in the game, including two long touchdown runs. An Army football player and his father were true heroes over the weekend. Larry Pickett Jr., a sophomore safety on the Army football team, and his father, senior, pulled a man from a crashed car just before it burst into flames near the U.S. Military Academy, grabbing the man out of the driver's seat and carrying him away from the vehicle. The Picketts in town for Pickett Jr. First football game of the year. U.S. Open women's quarterfinal today, Swiatek and Anisimova at 1 p.m., Mukova and Osaka at 7. On the men's side, number one seed Jannik Sinner and Lorenzo Musetti at 8:30 p.m. And finally, a happy 39th birthday today to the great American snowboarder Shaun White, born on this day, September 3rd in, of all places, San Diego, a professional skateboarder and musician as well, and a three-time Olympic gold medal winner. The time now is 8:37. When we return, remember one of the most interesting men in the history of college basketball.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
It's interesting. To the average basketball fan, this name probably won't mean much, and I'm not even sure that you guys will know it. Maybe you will. George Raveling. Does that name ring a bell to you at all?
Yes, it does.
He's a great college basketball coach.
Was he at GW?
He wasn't at GW. He was at Washington State,
that's right.
Iowa, and USC.
Okay.
Over 300 wins, many NCAA tournaments. He passed away at the age of 88 from cancer. The interesting thing about George Raveling is he's better known for two other things that happened in his lifetime. Number one, he was one of the U.S. Olympic basketball coaches in 1984 that encouraged Michael Jordan to sign a deal with Nike.
Wow.
And, of course, the Air Jordans were born, and this whole Nike revolution of athletic wear happened from that. That's number one. And number two, he was also working security at the National Mall in 1963 when Martin Luther King delivered the I Have a Dream speech. And when King was done and was walking off the podium, he asked King if he could have the hard copy of the speech. and King gave it to him.
Wow.
And Raveling had it and kept it until 2021 when he donated it to the University of Villanova, which is where he went to school, and then they have it or sold it. I'm not sure what they did, but he had that speech for over 40 years in his possession.
That's incredible.
George Raveling at the age of 88.
Thanks, Gary. 8:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. Let's take a phone call here. Bruce is in Baltimore. Good morning, Bruce.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
We're talking about that property up in Carroll County for that power plant, power lines to go through the transmission lines. I heard this on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
I heard it on the TV that our governor was involved in a nonprofit organization before he became a governor. Now, I heard this part that this company that's trying to put this transmission line through donated a large amount of money to one of his nonprofit organizations for the governor. That's locking us from making any moves right now. I tell you the truth, I think we should check out these nonprofit organizations within our state and find out what's going on, because there's a lot of things going on the ground that we don't even know about.
I think that sunshine is a great disinfectant. So I would like to see exactly, we'll go back and look at, if it was a contribution made, what was he, at Robin Hood before he was here, I think, running as governor. That was one of the nonprofits he worked at. That's where apparently he met Vinny Schiraldi. But, we do need to look into that. But, the die is already cast here. And I think that, and thanks for the call and bringing that to our attention, Bruce. And I think that in spite of saying that he is standing with the people, Nino, his actions have indicated otherwise.
You're right, Sean. And I think he's got two issues there. Number one, okay, campaign contributions. They're obviously, the big power companies donate to the governor there. But did they don't? I have no idea if the Robin Hood Foundation received a big chunk of money way beforehand, because obviously he's been out of that for a few years. But the nonprofit issue that Fox Baltimore, for example, has been kind of exposing, where the state of Maryland is spending hundreds of millions and billions and going to nonprofits with very little accountability. That in itself is one issue, and then the issue of whether or not campaign contributions or contributions to a nonprofit affected Governor, or is the reason Governor Moore won't get off the fence. I have no idea to that.
Now, here's what he could do. He could issue a moratorium on the NPRP for a full year until an independent review of the entire process is conducted. Okay? That's number one. Number two, he could demand that PSEG explore true alternatives, which I don't think has been done here. I think there's been a lot of talk about it, but no action. He also could support legislative reforms to strengthen the protection for landowners and property owners and farmers. He's not done that. And he could actually, we mentioned, he could stand up to the PSC. He controlled 5 out of the 6
yes,
seats on the Public Service Commission.
This entire battle is fought at the Public Service Commission. He's the one who appointed these individuals, and his word, he has the loudest microphone in the state of Maryland, so his voice projects, so to speak. If he were to come out so strongly against this project, the PSC would have to take a very close look at what the man who appointed them is saying, and he's not taking that stance right now, and that's what's killing us.
Yeah, indeed. All right, still to come, of course, we'll hear from another Baltimore crime victim, and believe it or not, the National Guard, not only would it impact the criminal element here in Baltimore, which we talked about in our 6 o'clock hour, because President Trump called it a hellhole again yesterday, but it also might have a major impact on the activities of MS-13 and other criminal illegal alien gangs that have been operating basically with impunity in the state of Maryland for quite some time. 8:43, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
There's an update on the wreck coming into Frederick. At one point, about 20 minutes ago, everything was closed eastbound at exit 42. They've now reopened at least one lane for the traffic eastbound, but that'll still be a big backup now for the traffic west of Frederick and traveling east on I-70. This beltway has never recovered from all the problems early this morning. Late lifting construction today. Didn't get off the roadway till almost 6 o'clock. Had us backed up all the way back into Pikesville. Looking at the camera here, we're still slow underneath Reisterstown Road, all the way down through that area, and the inner loop coming up through 140 and eventually heading over towards Park Heights Avenue. That's still slow as well. There's a little sunshine there yet. That could be a factor as you travel east. That's going to get better after Green Spring. The Parkville side, we're seeing some gaps in the traffic. It looks like the wreck right there at I-10 and the Beltway may have cleared. At least they have the vehicles off to the side. Vehicles are still in the median on the outer loop south of Wilkins Avenue, so we still factor that in, and we're still seeing the slow traffic on the JFX. Let me just run down here real quick if we have one more minute. Southbound side of the JFX has been this way all morning long, coming down from the Beltway through Northern Parkway. It's moving a little better now at the city-county line. Again, I think a lot of this traffic is getting away from the backup, trying to get over to the west side Beltway. They're using the expressway southbound as the detour route. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Mild start to the day today. Highs near 80. Heat and humidity starting to creep back into the area tomorrow with a chance of rain. Right now, partly cloudy, 61 in Owings Mills, 60 in Ellicott City. And time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby. It's like the world's going crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
Our feel-good news segment brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills, for all your appliance needs. A cop in Pittsburgh named Steve Harris is in the news after he used his own money to help out a stranger. A hearing-impaired man who didn't speak a lick of English was stuck at a Greyhound bus station trying to get to Montreal. He didn't have enough money to get there, so Steve took out his bank card and paid $113 to buy him a ticket. Here's Officer Harris talking about why he did this random act of kindness.
Turns out it was just a male who was deaf and didn't speak English or read English. So it just turned out he just needed help to get on a bus back to, really, to New York, eventually to Montreal. Officer Kiso hooked his phone up to do an internet hotspot. And then from there, we called the translator line and were able to finally basically boil it down to that he didn't have any cash and he needed a way out and his bags were missing. So they were up in New York. So we got him to New York. Simply used my own bank card to buy the guy a ticket. We're supposed to be good men. Good men helping other good men. That's it.
And there, once again, a random act of kindness from a complete stranger. It just reinforces your belief in the human condition, for sure. Brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills, for all your appliance needs.
WCVM, Baltimore.
Hi, it's Sean Casey. Listen, if you're in the market for kitchen appliances, you have to check out Town Appliance, right on Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. I'm talking Whirlpool, Gen Air, KitchenAid, Monogram, GE Cafe. They've got it all. Trust me, I walked in and went bug-eyed. The showroom is stunning. And when you meet with Mayor, super knowledgeable. They're open Monday through Thursday, 10 to 6, Friday, 10 to 1, Sunday, 12 to 4, closed Saturdays. Check out townappliance.com. But seriously, take it from me, you need to see this showroom in person. Town Appliance, your headquarters for all your appliance needs.
All right, it's 8:47, 13 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. Take a phone call here. Mike in Bel Air, good morning. Mike could not hang or fell out of the cell. Richard in Carroll County, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
I just had a comment on the power lines.
Right.
A very good friend of my son does this for a living in the South and Midwest, and he surveys for power lines and maintenance and so forth on existing ones. And they do everything from a helicopter. So I don't understand why the power company or the state has not looked into the option of surveying from a helicopter and going to each county, and they can get a topography map of the shape and the structure of the land and then make an assessment based on that without interfering or trespassing on to private property.
Yeah, it's a good point. I know on the Eastern Shore, I was talking to some people over the last week that had their they had some projects they were building in the back of their yards, and they got sighted by Talbot County, and they wondered, how the heck did they know drone? So there are some jurisdictions now that are using, you said helicopters, some that are using drones to survey the land. Now, I don't know if you can get the kind of topographical coordinates you need that the land surveyors, because you know, you always see them there with a tripod and so on and so forth. I don't know if you can get that from just a above-ground view or not. That's a question for the expert, but thanks for the call. Appreciate that. By the way, electric rates are going up in September this month. Average is going to be $16 a month. And all told, according to the Office of People's Council, Marylanders now, on average, are going to be spending $1,000 more per year on their electric bills. Thanks to the, this is the green agenda that we see with the Climate Control Act of 2022. You were down there then. When the Democrats ran roughshod and put this thing into place. This is this radical green agenda. They hate fossil fuels. They want to get rid of the internal combustion engine. And that plays into why we're having continuing problems here in the state.
Yeah, I remember that bill. Lots of discussion. It was a terrible piece of legislation. One of the most radical green bills in the whole country. Our version of the Green New Deal, remember that? And at the end of the day, what do we get from it? Hundreds of millions, billions of dollars invested when some of these hundreds of billions of dollars, I say, invested, wasted. And in return, we get higher energy bills. That is legislation at its worst.
Mm-hmm.
Spending more, getting less.
Legislative,
and that's what's happened.
Mm-hmm. Well, we saw it with the blueprint.
Yes.
We saw it with the red line, the commitment to the red line project, and with this climate, this green agenda. That is what tipped us in this misappropriation of the surplus as well. That's what tipped us into this the largest tax increase in the history of Maryland. And that is, while he's out there enjoying the yachts of George Clooney, the rest of us are opening up our electric bills here today and going, what the hell? It's 8:51, another Baltimore crime victim speaking out, and we're talking about the National Guard again and what they might be able to do in bringing MS-13 to heel here in the state of Maryland. It's 8:51, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Ellie and Nina Mangione, guest hosting.
Wake up your senses at the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville. The aroma of fresh cooked pretzels, jumbo Maryland crab cakes, and sizzling meats welcomes you the moment you walk through our doors. With over 20 unique stalls, you'll find baked goods, Amish specialties, homemade decor, furniture, and smiles from our friendly staff everywhere you turn. Bring the whole family for a day of old-fashioned charm, shopping, and unforgettable eats. We're open Thursday and Friday from 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. Pennsylvania Dutch Market, where tradition meets taste.
Listen up, homeowners. If you need more space, don't move, improve. Sean Casey here for AES Builders and Home Improvement. Not only are you saving money, but you're adding extra value in your home with a home addition that'll blend perfectly with your existing space. Whether it's a sunroom or expanded living space, AES brings the vision and craftsmanship to make it happen on time and on budget. Build smarter. Visit AESHome.us. That's AESHome.us, and tell them I sent you to get a special discount on any new addition. AES, experience, integrity, results.
If you're not happy, we're not done. MHIC 37105.
The Rob Carson Show. Keep people needy, uneducated, angry, resentful, without taking any blame. That's your Democrat Party. They are the cause of it, but because they give those people a pittance, they allow them to be in public housing, they allow them to have food stamps just enough to get by, that will distract them from the fact that their problems really come from Democrat policy. It's never changed.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680. WCBM.
And when you look at it, what the Democrats have done in the last 3 years is they've completely destroyed our electrical grid. I mean, it is, and not to say that they themselves did it, but when you look in the future, you look at what the needs of the state are going to be as far as energy-wise. You know, when you're already importing 40%, of your electrical or energy needs. Who in their right mind thought passing this Climate Control Act of 2022 was going to make it better? In fact, it's going to make it worse. We're nowhere near being able to run anything off solar, wind, or hydroelectric.
Yeah, that's when your politics exceed the reality, that you push policy just because it feels good and it's a political narrative to it, like clean energy, save the planet, save the world, and you just can't do it. But yet you do it anyway.
Yeah.
It was terrible politics.
8:53 traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Well, the backups at both the tunnels won't go away. 895 is still backed to Moravia Road. 95 is still backed up to Moravia Road. 25, 30-minute delays southbound. Just kind of plodding along. There's nothing wrong at either tunnel. Just very heavy traffic. South, the Sky Ramp, a little slow. That's the Sky Ramp. You come north on 95. You come in to 395 towards Camden Yards and the Convention Center. A little slow on that ramp. Heavy traffic once you get towards downtown. Nothing major on the Beltway. The slowings are still there. Inner loop towards Green Spring. Outer loop just never recovered from that big problem we had earlier this morning with the late lifting construction. We're still 795 at least down through the ramps at Frederick Road. And then, of course, the midday construction blocks a lane in Harford County, northbound 95 at Route 24. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Once again, we mild day today for this late summer day, and we'll be highs near 80, and then tomorrow heat and humidity return. Highs near 85 with a chance of rain and staying in the 80s on Friday. Right now, sunny 68 in Ocean City, 65 under cloudy skies in Middle River. A grieving sister is urging the federal intervention in Baltimore's crime fight. She's advocating for the deployment of the National Guard to the city. Stacy Arias, whose brother Michael was murdered in 2017. It's just amazing, this story, when you follow it. Despite having DNA evidence, a murder weapon, and a video footage, not a single arrest has been made in the case of her brother named Mikey, who was only 22 years old when he was gunned down during what she described as a marijuana deal gone bad. And she says this is personal for her.
It's very personal. Very personal. We don't feel safe. And my brother is unfortunately a statistic of Baltimore City and just how unsafe it is.
You know, perception is reality, you know. You can crow about the homicide rates being down, violent crime rate being down, but if it's your relative, it's your family member who's gunned down in the streets in the Baltimore, or is carjacked, or who's dragged across the parking lot at the state fair, it takes on a whole different perspective.
That's exactly right. And there used to be a time where the victims were usually those involved in the crime in some way or not, right? Whether they were gang on gang, individuals that had, you know, some type of illegal activity behind them. Now, over the last, I would say, not just now, but over the last, I can remember my dear friend's nephew, Timothy Marconi, being one of them. Chesley Patterson from La Scala, the old maitre d'. What a great guy. These were innocent people murdered for no reason. And that's what's happened in Baltimore, where innocent people have fallen victim to an out-of-control violent spree. And that's what that young lady was talking about there, and far too often. And that's why would you not want to see something done to stop that?
Let's not forget Kayla Hamilton and Rachel Morin as well. And Stacey Arias says that, you know, it's infuriating how they've got all this evidence and still no arrests have been made.
It's infuriating. They have DNA, the murder weapon, video footage, and nothing. It's heartbreaking because I know I'm not the only one, and I know that my brother is not the only statistic.
Yeah, and she is in favor of President Trump sending the National Guard to Baltimore, not only to, you know, basically ensure her safety, but so this doesn't happen to other people. What happened to her family?
Why not? Why wouldn't you want your city to be safer for your constituents, the people that you are supposed to take care of? Why wouldn't you want the help? Why make it political? It's not political. This is about people's family members' blood spilled on the street.
So, you know, when you're down in Annapolis, and you will be in January, do you get a lot of calls about crime in Baltimore County, crime in general? Is it what seems to be the biggest thing of concern regarding your constituents?
We do get a lot about crime, and, I mean, obviously people tee off on some of the general crime issues. Juvenile crime, we received a lot of emails on. I mean, of course, we're specific to the district. We may get So it's amazing. You get stuff across the board, right?
Right.
But yeah, crime always. But the biggest one recently would be the taxes and the fees.
Right.
That's the one that's hit home most for, because everybody feels those, especially middle to lower income. And we receive, I mean, when you are seeing in the media, you're just an average Marylander, and you see that the largest tax increase in the history of Maryland just passed. Then you see your car registration fee. You hear about your gas taxes. You hear across the spectrum how much more money. And then you see that your state's bond rating, and a lot of people might not necessarily know the nuances. I learned a lot more about what that really means. But the fact is, you're seeing an economic situation that continues to deteriorate in your state. And that's why you mentioned earlier, so many people are leaving the state of Maryland.
Yeah, and continue, and will continue to leave, because it's not retirement friendly. It's not family friendly, especially if you live in crime ridden areas. And just one more thought here, and didn't get a chance to get into the whole story, but the trial is underway for the MS-13 gangbangers linked to 7 murders in Baltimore County and in Maryland, Baltimore City. And these murders were brutal. And I'm just wondering, you know, if we do bring federal troops in, if they may also allow us to get a grip on the illegal gangbangers that are in the state.
MS-13, nothing more than a terrorist organization.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, great. You know, thanks for joining us this morning.
Sure.
Nina will be back with us tomorrow and Friday as well. And we'll see you tomorrow morning at 6 right here on CBM. Until then, God bless our troops and God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland.